This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
How's your Homovember?
Me.
Hi. Let's eavesdrop on the party.
Let's listen.
Why can't I?
They're having a sing-along.
Happy little birds fly beyond the rainbow.
Why?
Why, oh, I can.
Wow. They know we're listening, right?
Yeah. I would think so, yes.
They know we're listening.
Very nice. It's a very nice mixture of people upstairs in our dining room.
Morning. The banquet hall?
The banquet hall.
Yeah, we're going to have quite a Homovember to remember today.
Oh, it's going to be very special. We've got some fine entertainment.
Yes.
Let me do give the order to open the first bottle of absinthe, please.
Okey-doke.
Make that priority one.
Make it so.
Let's give everybody a nice sipping glass.
Yes, it's a lovely sipping drink.
That sounds wonderful and festive.
They've got some tunes. Right now, I would say everybody's getting to know one another.
This is like a high school dance where everybody's kind of mingling around the punch bowl now.
It's a mixer.
I'm too sexy for my dress.
Well, we'll tell you about the festivities, about how the room has been decorated, about the entertainment that's here.
Yes, yes. We have gay men. We have men in drag. We have Matt, who is getting into his Chippendales outfit.
Mm-hmm. Along with his Indian war paint.
Right.
And
very excited about this.
There is just a sea of rainbow stickers in our parking lot right now.
I love that. I love some of the license plates, too. It's delightful.
Nice.
I won't mention them for privacy's sake.
No, but we salute you.
Let's check back in upstairs.
Yeah. We should also mention that the walls are decorated quite nicely with lovely photographs of gay icons.
John, yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Peter North?
I'm not sure whether Peter North is up there.
Buzz, Peter North is considered bi.
I see.
These are strictly 100% gay icons that we have on the wall.
How's it going up there, Rob?
Excellent.
All right.
How can you tell?
They're very happy. A camera is out. There's some swaying to the music.
Good.
Everything is good.
Wonderful.
And
they're having a gay old time.
And how is the queen of the ball, how is Homo Joe doing?
Oh, God, on cloud nine. Mm. Really, really happy.
I got a chance to hug Blair Michaels, and I can still smell her perfume.
Mm.
Blair Michaels is the drag queen of D.C., the diva of D.C., and he, she...
When in drag, likes to be referred to as she. Yes.
She will be performing for us today.
She brought along Ann Coulter as well.
And, faggot.
And Tina Turner.
A dazzling urban transvestite.
Yes, yes. Shaquita.
Right.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, well, that's I believe, what her name
is. Actually her name.
I thought it was Shaquia.
I think it's Shaquita.
She gave us a lot of pronunciations.
Maybe it is Shaquia. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
I was chatting with them before the show.
Then there's the cat from the internet who's just named Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is here.
Mm-hmm.
And
Charlie
we
Brown.
Have, I believe our lesbian couple on the way.
Yes, we have people still on the way.
Very good.
I just found out from our engineer Bear there's a water main break on Montrose Road.
Ah, that's what
dear.
So.
Oh, my.
We shall see.
Traffic's a mess tonight.
It was my water that broke, Don.
Creepy.
Good answer.
Oh, boy. It's a good thing that we have a floor separating us.
Yeah, because we'd be going crazy otherwise. We truly would.
Let's start this day before Thanksgiving. Oh, here you go. This guy.
Do the opposite of reducing the volume.
You know this guy.
Sweet potatoes with my family. Gonna eat till I'm blue. Sweet potatoes with my family. Tryptophan will make me snooze.
Yeah.
And then he's done.
Bravo.
Lame.
Very, very nice performance there.
He don't disappoint.
He doesn't.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
That was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
I know, we played it yesterday. It's okay, let's just play it again today. Huh?
Turkey, turkey, who can I turn to?
This gets me in the holiday spirit.
Okay.
My mom made gravy and cranberry sauce, too.
Two.
Blair Michaels gets me in the mood, Mike. Always.
Pass the stuffing, your mashed potatoes I adore. The dog is begging me beneath the table on the floor. Turkey, I got your number. Tryptophan makes me high.
Tryptophan.
Turkey, don't change your number. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving.
Retarded.
867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving.
Lame.
I know.
He's a genius.
I know.
Lame.
I know. The Don and Mike Show. This is for you, Blair.
Here we go.
Are you listening up on the third floor?
Hello! What in the world is wrong with these people?
Take a look upstairs.
Morons.
I want y'all to listen today.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Yeah. Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
Listen to us like hotcakes, even if you're old.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear?
That was funny.
Yeah.
Lame.
Being careful, it's very important to me.
Right.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Gay sex, whoa.
Whoa.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
Jesus thing.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Hi, J-Man.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
What in the world is wrong with these people?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, messed it up. Yeah, you took that, where's that I have hemorrhoids thing? Gotta live, that I have hemorrhoids has got to live in there.
Steve Carell in the middle of the forest.
That should be right after the whole Jesus, who's with G-O-D.
Yeah, let him scream it from the highest mountaintop.
I have hemorrhoids!
Yeah! Thank you.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Cut the jibber jabber.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I make it feel really good for you, hon. I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
What not?
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Who he?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Who he?
I like rape.
Why do you?
favor, rape.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Again, what is wrong?
What in the world is wrong with these people?
Morons, Mike.
Morons.
Yep. Morons.
Morons.
Absolute morons.
Morons.
Sounds like Shep.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, and now here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There we are. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. Welcome.
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 Welcome. Yo, geez.
What do you want, baby? I'm smarter than the average baby.
MHK.
Yeah, gee. What are you gonna do about my bump apples? My apples broke into the pieces. So what's wrong with you, boo-boo? You don't have to make a mistake on these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Is everybody happy?
I'm not happy.
Yeah, not today.
Well, what do you see your son fall off?
Just listen and don't question why.
Right.
Anyway, hi there, little brains. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Apples.
Happy day before Don and Mike show.
Get away, day.
Phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, hey, great. Now your place is going to smell like ass and turkey. Oh, no, turkey ass. Don't forget about the cream corn. Love you guys.
That's not very, that's rather hostile, just doing his material. Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Happy Home November, boys.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to you.
Thank you very much. Hey, I just said, Mike, I had a question for you. When is Scooter Racing scheduled for? You're getting on that, right?
It's actually done. We have scheduled it for mid-January. I'm not sure the exact date, but we're doing it in mid-January.
Oh, we
are. Yes! I can't wait.
All right.
You sucker.
Oh, I just had to get rid of them, Don.
Oh, ye suckers.
There's not a day that I drive into this parking lot and do not envision the racetrack with these scooter races that we will be having.
Listen, today's show is going to be all about Homovember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got this.
Hello?
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 Turkey Day up here in the yellow room, Don and Mike.
The yellow That's room. Joe.
We'll have no hostility unless you have a green card. That you need to get exchanged in or something.
And the views are very nice from up here, too.
No, I'm just going to turn that off for a second.
Right there already. Have they opened the absinthe upstairs, Rob?
They poured some wine.
They poured a little wine. Wonderful.
For goodness sakes.
That's,
get them
hey, Matt, anywhere.
Matt, come in here, please.
Is Matt in his uniform?
Yeah.
He is.
Matt's got his Chippendales outfit on.
We really ought to hear the reaction.
Matt the Polo.
It's an odd sort of mixture.
That is about as to. Did you paint your nipples?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
You got to get the spirit of home.
Either that or
Mike.
They're very angry.
What was that, just lipstick that you used for that?
It's war body paint. War paint.
Makeup. War paint.
Makeup paint.
Well, as you know, Matt the Polak is very gay-friendly. He's covered the Gay Pride Parade for us, and he's going to be our emissary. He's going to be our guy at the front door.
I can't stand looking at him.
The concierge, the bouncer, the maitre d', the waiter. He's going to be doing it all for us today.
Is everything? Don't do that. Don't stretch, please. And I see.
Get loose.
He's rolled down the top of his shorts.
Yeah.
That is highly disturbing. Are you making the arrangements up there? Are you getting everybody situated?
Not yet. I was really just slipping into my outfit here.
All right, well, go up there and get things ready, please.
Yeah, we want to hear how you're received. How you're received up
there. I can't wait to hear what they think of my outfit.
We have to hear that.
They will love it. Entrance. Are you going up now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hold on. I just noticed.
Do you see his shoes?
I was looking like at the shorty shorts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the hard shoes. We have to point out he's wearing black hard shoes.
All right, go on up.
And remember, it's, hi, my name is Matt. I'll be your server today.
Purple shorts, a bow tie, and red war paint.
Hey, no lisping.
Boy. And incidentally, it proves one thing. You can never be too young to let that body completely go.
That's from downstairs.
Right. All right, we're waiting to hear Matt's entrance.
Downstairs to your right.
Just eavesdrops.
Someone's on their way down.
How long is it on for?
Here comes a sexy man up here. I like his red nipples, don't you, Blair?
God.
That's this is what happens when you let a child get in a drag queen's makeup case.
A child.
But he looks so good.
Oh.
But I still like the ass tattoo and the ass.
You can like the ass. I like the point that says Al University.
Oh.
Otherwise known as All University.
Oh, that's down by his crotch area, the name of the school.
Yes,
on the athletic shorts that he's wearing today.
It's on his shorts. Is everybody getting enough to drink upstairs?
We're catching up.
Hey,
yeah,
Matt.
We're just waiting.
We have
for
these
you.
Wonderful little warmers up here, Mike.
Matt,
the food is being prepared.
Oh, the food's being prepared.
Here's your first official order, Matt. Make everybody a nice little sipping glass of absinthe, please.
Oh, yeah. These lovely people that are wearing these fabulous shirts that say O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub. Ding, ding, ding. Self-promotion.
All right. Bye, ladies.
Set a bottle opener.
We'll see you in a moment. We'll get the good stuff flowing upstairs.
Yeah,
and,
couldn't think of a better way to promote the restaurant.
You missed a great moment when Homo Joe got here and first saw Matt.
Yeah.
He said, quick, let me see your ass.
Yeah, and we didn't realize what he was saying, and then he was referring to the tattoo.
Oh. On his arm.
That he's got.
Oh. Yeah.
We all thought he was just being very direct. Homo Joe's usually a little more subtle than that.
No, he was eager.
Mm-hmm. Well, today's show is going to be all over the place. It's going to be, as we mentioned, Homovember. It's going to be happening upstairs in the party room, down here in the studio. Blair Michaels will be providing entertainment. We'll be listening. We'll be eavesdropping. We'll be playing party games. All of this happening. But, Mike, something even more monumental than that. And
really?
I bet you have forgotten about it.
I probably have.
Today is the day that the boy went to see Dr. Snip Snip.
Oh, I did. I completely forgot about this. Is his day. I forgot. We've been doing so many things.
Today was the day. And, boy, does he try to be a cool customer about it. He called me this morning, you know, as we do most every morning.
He's had himself a day. He's a very busy lad today.
So he's just chatting about this and that, and did you read this, and did you hear that?
Once again, did he try to just sneak it in the conversation?
No, he didn't even mention it.
No.
As a matter of fact, he was at one point trying so much not to mention that he was going to the doctor. He said something about, oh, here's what it was. He said, hey, did you see the news about Wayne Newton? And I said, what? And he said, Wayne Newton's going to be on the Dancing with the Stars tour. And I said, well, BFD.
Right.
And he said, my doctor says. And I said, oh, right, your vasectomy. And he said, no, I'm pretending I'm Wayne Newton.
Right. So he's trying to avoid it.
He was totally trying to avoid it.
You know, we can't avoid it on the show now because everybody wants to talk about it. And this was your preliminary. Is this your pre-surgery appointment?
Yeah, so I made the appointment for the surgery today. How about that? Isn't that something?
So at about 10 till 9, he was very uptight this morning, didn't want to mention it. Finally said, this is the big day, right? And he just said, yeah, this is it.
Yeah. All right, how did it go?
Fantastic.
Come on now, how did it go?
It was fine.
Was it a big bowl of fine?
It was as awkward as you can imagine it being.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of touching?
I thought there was going to be no touching, and then there was plenty of touching at the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have to drop trow immediately?
No. It was first he gave me the most Charlie, meaning Charlie Stewing Stabilak, version of a vasectomy you've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
He literally took a piece of paper
and
a ballpoint pen, no buzz, I wish, and he said, all right, now let's see. This is your scrotum. And he drew a picture.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
And he said, now, let's say these are your testicles. I said, okay, let's say that.
Oh, God, you're killing me already. I want to curl up into a ball.
And he says, up here, this is your penis. And he says, let's pretend that the testicles are where you live. I said, like my house? He said, yeah. Okay. He said, now, this tube is the vas deferens. That's the beltway.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
He said, the end of your penis, that's FedEx Field. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Can I just talk to you for a second? I don't know how confident I would feel about a doctor who's explaining a penis to me and using local landmarks as if I'm supposed to figure out.
Well, it's a highway, Don. It's a highway. I think I understand.
He
said to me, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise the Wilson Bridge.
Ah.
And I said,
and now, do you think he's using the rugged football talk so he, you know, because he's talking about such a
delicate area. He's not terribly rugged.
Really?
No, very nice guy. But
gentle,
not
does he have soft hands?
I found them to be very soft.
So he did, in fact, handle the marbles?
Yes, he did.
Did he put those CSI gloves on?
Yes, he did. So it was just like really? It was just like being with Carrie.
Why did you hesitate when he asked you that question?
I was trying to craft a joke. Oh, he did have gloves on. Yes.
Were you standing or were you sitting?
Are you speaking figuratively?
No. My God.
Oh my God. That's disturbing as well.
No, I hope you were soft.
I was like a marshmallow, Don, as always.
No, but what I meant.
I laid down on the table. This is a beautiful picture. I lay down on the table.
Is it a regular little doctor's table?
Yeah, and he pulls out the extender.
Yeah.
And he says, put your feet up here and bend your knees. Oh. I said, okay. And I mean, this is really, we've just been talking for like 45 minutes about the Beltway.
What are you wearing at this point?
Same thing you see now.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't have it. You have all your clothes on.
Exactly. And then he said, now I want you to raise your pelvis and pull your pants and your underpants to your knees. I said, okay.
How many times have we heard that?
And then he checked me out, and he gave me some of the highest praise I've ever had, and I've never gotten from anyone else.
Wow. I can't imagine
and
what
quote,
it would be.
I quote, you have a very generous scrotum.
Wow.
And wow. I said,
what have you been saying for years?
I said, I bet you tell that to all the boys. And then he said, no. There's a lot to work with here.
Oh, my God.
Because he said there are times when there isn't as much, how should we say, material.
Right.
If there's not as much material to deal with.
It's a little bit more tricky.
Yeah. What they'll do then is then they will give you the general anesthetic and take you to the hospital.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to get yours done in the lobby, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to have mine done in the car.
It's a drive-thru.
So fortunately, you have more than enough material.
Right. A generous scrotum is the word that he used.
Well, that's good.
Scrotum.
I never knew that about you. Congratulations on that.
So the next time you need some money, you want to talk to my balls.
Because they're so generous.
They're very, very generous.
They give and give.
So once he got done touching you and drawing pictures, when did you decide that he was going to be the man to end you being a man?
Now, you see, that's really not what he's doing.
He stopped him there. He stopped him.
He said, and he addressed that. He said, it's a little bit like getting married. I said, how so? He said, it's a little sad and a little weird when you close the chapter on a book. But there's a new chapter, a chapter of spontaneity and a chapter of caring less.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's a nice way of putting it. Did he handle you?
Does he know your wife, though?
No. No, he knows not my wife.
Well, we got calls about that very subject, and that new chapter apparently lasts about maybe 6 months.
Well, you know what? 6 months is better than no months, so I'll take it. I'll try that chapter just for fun.
So you didn't have any reservations at all? You didn't have any, you've already in your mind committed to this thing. In your mind.
Yeah, he went through a long list of things that could happen, and he entertained all my questions.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Death.
Really? Okay, well, that is the worst, obviously. What's the second worst thing?
That is bad.
Ongoing pain for the rest of my life.
Oh, you got that already.
But he said, you know what? That I've never seen it happen in 25 years, and that's with any surgery.
You live with pain every day.
Tell me about
it. Great mental pain every day.
And they have to tell you that, right? They have to tell you those things.
I sign a check over to pain every 2 weeks. So he goes through and he shows me the Beltway drawing, and then he explains.
Did you have to put
happens.
A down payment down?
Just the copay.
Okay.
I'm only in this for $15. So if I bail now, no.
Well, that's right. Insurance covers this.
Yeah.
You didn't have to leave a deposit.
Hey. Just ask. And another thing he said.
How long
that
did you have your pants down around your knees?
I would say a total of 45 to 60 seconds. Almost no time. But he did a lot of work in that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he cup them?
Yes.
Did he pinch and curl?
Yes.
Did he put one in one hand and one in the other as if like the scales of justice?
He did not do that.
Juggling?
No juggling.
Did he tickle?
Just a little one at the end to let me know he was done.
Was it ticklish when he was
no,
doing that?
No, it's too uncomfortable to laugh.
Right.
Did he sniff?
Not while I was in the room.
When he was there or his hands afterwards.
When we left the office, he was all over his fingers.
Who knows?
Like a dog trying to find a steak.
For that, doctor, there's not enough disinfectant in the world.
Did you spend extra time cleaning this morning?
I was very particular, yes.
I would think
and
so,
when
yeah.
he finished, the gloves had begun to dissolve. They had achieved a gummy status.
Have you felt, you're being a very brave man with
Thank
this,
you, Mike. Thank
with
you.
This scrutiny and with this inquisition, but I'm curious.
With the scrutiny.
The scrutiny that we're
well,
giving
you Well, I have a very
right
generous
there.
Scrotum.
Do you feel, during this process, is there anxiety with it? Is there a little anxiety?
Sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But not for the result. For
right.
the procedure.
Right. The procedure itself.
Sure. So when have you signed up for this?
The 20th of December.
And happy holidays.
When's the shaving?
The shaving will be the 19th, and he gave me instructions on that, too.
instruction.
Mm-hmm.
The way you shave?
Well, he said a lot of people make the mistake and they shave everything.
Right.
You don't need to.
It's a mistake. Okay.
Yeah. Well, some people may do it by choice.
So you won't be shaving your chest hair?
No, nor my head or my back.
But you will be shaving your genitals.
The bag. Only the bag.
Yeah. Ooh. That's the most delicate part. Did he give you instructions on how to do that?
He did.
Do you use electric or do you use a regular razor?
He said a disposable single-bladed Bic razor.
Those are the
Oh my god, those are
the worst.
He said it'll shave easier than your face.
You better have a steady hand.
I mean, those razors are in a pinch, so to speak.
Take it easy.
Are you going to use shaving cream?
Lather, he said.
Shaving cream. Be nice and clean.
He said that I have the option of them shaving it for me, but he says it usually goes a lot better in hot water, and they don't have like a shower or anything at the office.
Right.
So he said,
will you do it in the shower or the tub?
That, I think, probably the tub.
You know what? I think you
and
really,
I will sell tickets.
I think you should have Carrie do that.
Then you tell Carrie that you think she should do that.
I think it would make the experience more pleasurable.
No, here's what I'm thinking. I'm picturing you now sitting on the toilet with the seat down.
Speak slowly, please.
You've got your legs, you know, akimbo.
Akimbo, right?
Akimbo. And you're reaching down.
To my generous scrotum?
Yeah, and you're just trying to peel back, you know.
Yeah, I would say it would go much easier because you're going to probably have to do, you know, around the whole thing.
I mean, his directions were to stretch and go delicately downward.
You know,
this whole thing's making my blood turn cold.
There are too many blind spots in this. This is like backing up a car without those extra little...
I'll use a video camera. I'll set it up on a tripod.
Wow.
Are you coordinated enough that you could actually look at a video of your hands and you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a mirror.
How would Carrie feel if you asked her? Serious question. Would it be something where she said, oh, I don't want to do that, or would it be... Yeah, I'll help you. Or would it be? Yeah.
Probably the middle.
Okay.
I don't think she'd get into it.
Right.
Then why don't you ask your wife to shave your balls?
People do that, though. I've seen films.
You have?
Yeah.
With Carrie?
No. I mean, like the whole shave thing.
Like on 593.
The whole shave thing is quite the erotic experience.
I'll ask her. She may not say yes.
Would you prefer that, do you think?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the deal. If she has a problem, if she has a non-steady
hand, all I'm doing
hand,
is picturing you getting that done right now.
A slip.
This is to you more intriguing than the procedure now, isn't it?
This is the whole The whole thing falls under the same umbrella. I'm getting all oogie.
Now, if she were to cut or draw blood,
Nick is a great word
for it.
Well, you would have to get one of those
styptic pencils,
right? And
that would hurt.
You'd also have to get a roll of toilet paper, so like on your face, you could just take out a little piece and put it right on the owie.
Are you like me when you hear the single blade Bic razor? I mean, those things are.
I'm thinking, no way.
Those are torture devices.
You should get your wife to get some Nair or something.
Oh no!
And gently massage.
I think the skin is much too soft and sensitive for any sort of.
But I would at least get like a one of those triple blade razors.
Get a lady.
But you see, you're not looking for like.
Hold on a second.
Face shave.
Excuse me. It just struck me. We got a room of experts upstairs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey guys.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey guys.
Ladies. Ladies.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hello. This is the yellow room.
Homo Joe. Listen. Would you ask the guys up there?
Everyone.
Watch it.
Shaving balls.
The ladies.
Ask the
people.
I'm sorry. The guys and the gals.
The party guests.
You ask everybody at the party. Rob has to have his balls shaved before his vasectomy. How did
we will volunteer?
Hey, no! Not what we're looking for.
We can bang this out today.
Can he do it himself? Should he have his wife do it?
I'll volunteer.
I would say have his wife do it, Don, because there's a lot of blood vessels down there. And from experience, I used to be an orderly and used to do that for a living.
And what type of Joe, Homo Joe? What type of blade would you recommend?
Triple edge.
Yeah, triple edge of Venus.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. A triple edge, a penis? What?
Yeah, triple edge Venus.
Venus. Oh, so the ladies' razor.
Ladies' razor, yeah.
All right,
that has the soap in it.
Yeah, it has the soap in it and ready to go.
It's a better
angle.
See, that's what I'll do.
You get the ladies' razor, Venus, that's already got the soap in it.
All right, I will do that now, but you do think someone else should do it for me.
Yeah, do you cut yourself?
Well, or have help.
Yeah.
I mean, lift and separate, you know. Unless your hand's really unsteady, then you're really in trouble.
Yeah, you could cut yourself a little bit.
All right. Well, I will speak to my significant other.
You know, and
We're glad to help out.
I'm thinking out loud.
Just gay tips.
Just, you know, thinking out loud.
Keep your gay tip to yourself.
Isn't your mom coming over tomorrow?
Hey, 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 hey.
Okay, TMI.
What are you doing?
Wow.
It's nothing your mom hasn't
it's getting
before.
Hot in this trailer.
Is there a way you could find out if your wife would do it for you?
I don't know that she's available to the phone right now. I try and call her.
Well, Blair and I will be more than happy.
He doesn't have to do it. He has to do it the day before his surgery, Joe.
We're available.
I'm available.
So they would bite the hair off.
Now, there's also something else, is I have to switch to tighty whities.
Oh, really?
Why? After the procedure to offer more support.
Yeah, well, so no more boxers for you?
Mm-hmm.
What you've been a boxer man all the
boxer
way along?
Briefs for a long time.
Boxer
briefs. And boxers, both. Mm-hmm. I sort of alternate. Okay. And he said, if you have an athletic supporter laying around, that would be okay, too. I said, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever
what
even
sort of
seen
joke
one?
Was that?
Did you tell him that you lettered in theater arts?
I thought I read about an athletic supporter.
Have you ever purchased a jock?
Yes, you have to have one in gym.
Okay,
school.
In gym. Yeah. Gym class. Right.
I'm wearing one right now.
Have you ever purchased a cup?
No, why would I?
Okay. Yeah. Just asking.
Mr. Woodcock never made you get one, huh?
No, he never did. My gym teacher?
Hello. What an interesting name based on this discussion.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I would just like to thank you guys for getting me through these past 5 years. Wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And, Mike?
Yes.
Could you pour me a glass of absinthe? And, Don, could you light me a Fuente cigar? And, Rob, could you chop me a line? And, Buzz, could you find us some good porn?
Wow, he's got it all covered.
Happy holidays.
There you go. That's right. I get you the cigar.
I get him the absinthe.
I cut him some blow.
And I get the porn.
We're all covered here.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's a holiday party.
I thought you'd move. The new thing was, though, you were off blow and
I'm not on blow anymore.
He still knows people.
You just drink all the time.
It's not so much the drinking. It's the driving I get off on. You should have seen me drunk driving to the doctors today.
Hello.
God, I couldn't even park.
Todd and Mike Show.
Left the car running.
Hello. Well, thank God. At least you've given up the crack.
Thank you.
And the blow.
Well, it was awkward, though, because I had fallen asleep in the parking lot and the engine was running. I had my foot on the accelerator. It was racing. Car was in neutral. And the policeman said, "Are you okay?" I said, "I'm fine. Got to go in and talk about my ball."
Have you ever done the crystal meth? Have you been on that drug yet?
Yeah, I don't dig it.
Okay.
I feel like it steals something from me. I just love to drink and drive.
Maybe after your procedure, you can get on the horse.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'll talk to the doctor.
It hurts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Couple guys in my office have told me about this. They said you don't ever want to use a double or a triple razor. It just tears your junk up. I don't know why that is, but they said, man, they swear by using that the big single disposable razor.
The doctor said.
Makes sense.
All right, well, I would take the word of a group of homos upstairs.
Absolutely.
I need to find a gay doctor.
Well, also, drag queens upstairs, I'm sure they have to shave and all
that. They do it all the time.
But you see, it doesn't have to be like your face. You don't have to get so close. You just have to make sure that the hairs, this is what he described, they can curl in.
Yes.
And cause infection.
Oh, God, gross.
Ingrowns, yeah.
Ew.
He's seen it. Ew. He's seen it, Jackson.
I'm going to throw up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, I had this done about 10 years ago.
Attaboy.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, you are awesome.
I went back on the pill, but you've already heard all the horror stories. I'm going to tell you that. Here's what I want to tell you to do. Leave a little bit of hair, because the nurse will come in with a real steamy towel and a nice razor, and you feel like Wyatt Earp sitting up in a chair getting shaved. Perfect.
Well, then why don't you let the nurse do the whole thing, then?
They said that they didn't want to do it and that I would do a more effective
job
have
a nurse. You'd have a Joy Behar nurse.
Exactly.
That's what you'd
know.
Hot
towel.
Roll the dice.
A male nurse.
Can you imagine, though, if you had a nurse that looked like Christie Brinkley? Can you imagine that? Heidi Klum was your nurse.
That'd be okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know from personal experience, as a 22-year-old sexually active male, the best razor to use is the Venus that's embedded in like a bar of soap.
That's what they said. That's what the guys said upstairs.
That's what our queens upstairs
said. That's what the ladies and men said upstairs.
Well, try both.
Maybe I'll shave the left with one and the right with another.
I would go with the Venus. I really would.
You could almost be
why
like,
don't you try it over the holidays?
Well, no, I remember the Bic razor when I would be like on the road and I wouldn't have a razor and I'd buy those bag of Bics and they'd carve up my neck.
Yeah.
You could be like the guy in the commercial for shampoo where he's got on one side
of
his head.
Right.
He's got the one kind of shampoo that scrubbles and bubbles.
If anything, it'll be a bigger distinction because one will be shaved with a Bic and one will be with the Venus.
And he also gave me some interesting statistics. Did you know that 1 in 1,500 vasectomies fail because the tubes grow back together?
Hello, Don and Aisha. Wouldn't that be just your luck?
The human body.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike Show, you and your strong
you
tubes.
You can't fool Mother Nature.
Hello.
It's like a Charlie vest.
Yeah, I don't know if this has come up, but has anyone mentioned, instead of using a razor, using the cream Nair?
No, it would sting.
It would burn.
I mentioned that. That's too harsh. That's really wrong.
Too harsh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's bad.
Uh-oh. You try it down there.
She loves to make me cry.
Because then you will go into surgery the next day with a couple of cherry tomatoes. Uh-huh.
An angry but generous scrotum.
Your balls would look like Matt's nipples.
Bright red.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh. I did want to thank Rob's generous scrotum. Thanks for his generosity. My kids' Little League team has new uniforms this year.
God bless you.
We want to thank all things generous on the show will now be attributed to Rob Scrotum.
And also the softball team has a new ball bag.
It's a generous ball bag.
Thank you so kindly.
Jerry!
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 Hey, Ed!
Jerry, we have a very generous donation from Rob's generous scrotum.
Ah, there's one of my guys. Thanks for helping my kids.
Anytime.
All right. Hello.
And then I sat and really worked it.
For two days following the procedure, I'm not allowed to sit up. I have to be in my recliner.
Oh, I know you're hating that.
If I have to. If I must.
How are you going
to
sit still?
You can't even sit up? How are you getting out of the doctor's office?
Well, no, you can sit up for brief periods of time.
Just right.
All the time.
But not all the time.
This is going to be a holly jolly Christmas for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I shave my balls all the time, and I use the Bic Comfort 3 sensitive skin with the Gillette Complete Skin Care shaving gel. It's the best.
Do you have a website I can go to?
With instructions?
No.
Right, may I ask you a question, sir, since you do it all the time?
Are you going to ask your question?
Yeah, all the time.
No, I'm going to say back to front or front to back.
Oh, it's back to front.
No, the doctor said absolutely top to bottom.
My question
is... No.
A different one. Why?
No, because I'm up top. See, my hand comes from up above. You put the razor down,
but
bring
sir,
it up.
Sir, why do you shave?
Because it's comfortable.
Yeah, but it's not comfortable. I mean, you have to do it. How many days in a row do you have to do it? Like, you do it every other day, every third?
Days in a row, it's like twice a week.
Is it that thing like with your beard that if you keep shaving, the beard will grow in thicker?
Yeah,
I would think so. Does the hair come back quicker?
I don't know about that. Maybe a little thicker.
Why do you shave?
Yeah, he says comfortable.
Comfort's
ever,
not the reason.
Have
He's
you ever
lying.
Felt discomfort because of hair on your balls?
It feels better. That's all.
Come on. There's got to be like a woman involved,
Do you shave?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you shave?
It feels better.
Do you shave all your hair?
Just down there, yeah.
What do you mean, just down there?
What about the hair that's like on top of everything?
Right.
Yeah.
So everything.
So it's like you're like Beaver Cleaver.
The Mathers.
So you're completely hairless down there?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's just gross.
That is.
That's just gross.
Do you ever think about getting at least like the ladies do, decorative down there?
I see sometimes guys in pornos with that look.
They've got like the little V.
I don't decorate.
One of the greatest pornos of all time is the masseuse.
One of your favorites.
Yes. Is that the one Buzz got you?
Yeah. He gave me the original and the remake by Jenna, in which the whole thing is a guy goes in to get shaved and ends up getting handy and then goes back to get shaved again.
Is it a shave or a massage?
He goes in for a massage, and then he says, "What can you do about this?" And she says, "I don't do that."
Yeah. Is Jenna the masseuse?
Yeah. And then he says, "Well, can you shave me?" And then once she shaves him, he says, "Well, what are we going to do with this?" And so she says, "Well, okay, I've never done this before," but then he comes back, and then she, and then the third time he bangs her.
Well, there was none of that at my appointment.
A lot of people don't know this, but it's a true story.
For Christmas.
Yes. The masseuse.
He sold it.
Please make a note
of
it.
He just sold it very well.
You got it.
It's a really good
You
movie.
Like it? Is that one of your favorites?
It'll be number one.
Number one. Yeah, will you get me that
Very
for
highly rated,
yeah,
yes.
Please do.
Regarding the other hair, he said you only have to trim it if it's long enough that it will flop down onto your beanbag.
Yeah, you only have to trim it if you're like Ned Ulock.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, and really not a problem.
I had more than enough hair down there.
Yeah, down there.
Brownie locks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Don and Mike.
That's what I said. Hi.
How you guys doing? Hey, I don't know if anybody warned Rob, but when he eventually goes number three, it's quite common to have blood in it.
number four.
Well, there you go. That's
fantastic.
Something to look forward to.
I didn't think my doctor would call in today.
Wow.
And,
but you're not allowed to have any of that for 7 days following the procedure.
That would be funny if your doctor sounded like that. So I took the butcher knife and got the job done.
Thank you, Johnny Ringo, for identifying blood now as
number four.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On the Don and Mike list of bodily elements.
Well, then we have to do everything. You know, then we have to include pus.
Five?
That would be no.
How about snot as number five?
Booger, snot would be five.
Five. Would blood be before that other thing?
Let me see. Hold on. You have number one is... Listen,
number one we know. Number two we know.
Number one and number two have those spots locked up.
They right. are the right. most famous numbers.
Right. You may think that number three should be number one, but number
right.
three will never take the place of number one.
We've always called it number three, then blood number four.
I believe that number three is truly in my heart number one.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. This
I think
not
we'd all feel that
it's
way.
It's not a ranking.
No,
it's
and
simply
we can't
a name.
And you can't put number three as number one because number one's too common a name.
Here's
number
the
one
thing.
Is even a verb.
Right.
Here's the thing. Tom Brady is urine.
Uh-huh. Right.
Peyton Manning is fecal matter.
Right.
And then when you have relations and you have a happy ending, uh-huh. it would be who's next after Brett Favre?
Brett Favre.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one. Right.
At this Green. Current point.
Yeah.
Right? Because mm-hmm. you're established number one and number two, and you can't take away from those two.
No, they can't be
and
moved.
And then there's everybody else at the rest of the package.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Yep. You get down to tiny little insignificant, like sleepers in your eye would be like Mark Brunel.
What about crying?
Tears?
Yeah.
Tears would be like well down.
Seven,
like
10.
Yeah, eight or nine,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, blood
I put
is
put sweat ahead of tears.
Blood is a very strong number four.
Ride a yeah. painted pony. What goes up must come down. Shave with a Bic razor all around.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
there is a place I use on K Street. It's called Oriental Moon Jade Health Spa. 65 hours, they'll wax you and give you a nice massage. Love you long time.
I don't want to wax.
So they'll wax you, but hey, waxing would be cool.
No, that would hurt.
You think so?
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Think right. how much it hurts to pull out like a nose hair.
Waxing. No, Kelly Clarkson!
You ever pull yeah. out a nose hair and you get tears?
But yeah. think how impressed the doctor would be if you actually waxed down there.
I right? don't think he would care.
Yeah. No! Kelly Clarkson.
And while you're in the process, get the full thing. Get a Brazilian.
Well, not again.
Get a Brazilian wax.
Wax on, wax off. Just like saying, I think
I
after,
you
there you go, doing Mr. Miyagi again.
And after he waxes on, you will. Well, you won't.
I wax off.
You won't wax off.
But I don't think it needs to be like a facial shave. It doesn't need to be, you know, baby soft.
They just want to prevent, as you explained before, the. You know,
the
unmistakable curl uh-huh. going back and
right.
causing an infection.
And I don't want that.
You talked to Homo Joe during the break because he mentioned about.
He was an orderly in a hospital.
He's done it.
Blood vessels and such. And,
right, mm. many times.
And also today we discussed bringing the samples in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need to do that
Excuse
at
me?
at the office.
Bringing the samples in?
Because you want to make sure that, you know, the procedure took.
That the swimmers are not swimming.
Right. Well, no, there'd be no swimmers at all.
Right.
So what you do is you do it. And you have a jar, and he requested that you bring it in a paper bag.
Yes.
He said, that's pretty good camouflage. You know, like a lunch paper bag? I said,
right.
yes, I'm way ahead of
you. So you mean
I feel like I've ridden the roller coaster too many times already.
So you mean after you have it done.
Uh-huh.
And you do one immediately, and you bring it in, and he checks it out in a microscope.
Gotcha.
And then 6 weeks.
He puts it in a big 16-ounce fountain glass, gets a nice big bendy straw.
Old-fashioned, just like you would get at the old hot shop.
Oh, right. God.
And then he says, Rob, hold on, let me... that vasectomy took.
You're fine.
But he
safe
would,
home, son.
And then he said he should see no action after 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But if he sees any action after 12 weeks, we have to go in and fix it.
Really?
Right. Swimmers, mm-hmm. yeah.
When you say action,
swimmers.
Oh, okay. So
there will still be number three.
How soon after your procedure are you able to be
7 days.
7 days.
And they're going to be monitoring his sperm then.
The doctor will be in the room with you, right?
At all times.
Every time you have sex from now on, right?
That's the rule.
That's it.
If I wanted to be taken care of by insurance, must be there.
In the room with a videotape camera, making sure everything goes fine.
So he described the vas deferens as a piece of spaghetti. Again, there was that word.
Spaghetti on the internet. That was the first question you got. Are you going to put your spaghetti on the internet?
And how he further explained it is they'll cut out about a quarter inch and then knot it And then, sure. And then he will pull a little piece of skin over.
Oh,
it,
okay.
Which he described.
Okay, all right. You have now entered into the.
You'll love this. He said it's like having a shower curtain between two garden hoses.
Okay.
And then he cauterizes it shut.
Cauterize.
Zip and I'm gone.
It doesn't bother you anymore?
Numb to it
past
now.
It, yeah.
Simply
actually,
a quarter
I'm not
inch,
numb to this discussion.
Simply a quarter inch incision is all it takes.
I like to watch.
It's good to know in case you ever have to do this.
If the 20th, I could use a ride.
I drive you.
Come on.
I swear to God, I'd drive you.
I'm on.
I'd drive you to your tier for a second. I would be proud. I would not shave.
Would you be honored?
I would not shave you, but I would be honored to drive you to your vasectomy.
You would not be welcome in the room because I've already asked him about that. I asked if I could record it. He said
did
no.
You really?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, you trooper.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Very good.
He said, that's not the weirdest request I've ever had. I said, no. He said, no. One guy wanted to bring in his 10-year-old to watch.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, how gross is that?
And I said, why? Why?
Oh, my God.
So I'm wrong. I was going to bring your kids with me.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Not this time.
Bring both of them with
jeez.
Me.
Jeez.
But he said that he wanted the kid to watch and learn.
You could bring a tape recorder like in the car.
Oh, sure.
When he's recovering.
Yeah.
Maybe the doctor would let us talk to him outside.
He had no interest.
The procedure room.
None.
Oh, so he's not one of those
no,
guys.
No, he's not, but he's a great doctor.
Well, so. He's not a huckster.
No.
Right.
He's not like that guy that goes on Oprah all the time.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
Exactly. He's no Dr. Oz. He just cares about you, the patient.
He cares about my generous scrotum.
That's it. Okay.
We all do.
Well, man, you've really explained every little detail about it now. And that's
I'll
what
entertain
we
any other questions.
Wow.
No, that's it. I think can't we're ready think for it.
And now, go ahead. Go get it done. There's no looking back now.
He said the biggest mistake people make is that after a day, they feel good and they go out and they rake leaves or something and they rip it open.
Oh.
You don't want to do
well,
that.
Well, did you tell him how inherently lazy you are so
I
there's
said,
not a chance that could happen?
You do your part, I'll do mine. And then I said, hey, what about frozen peas? And he lit up. He said, yes, frozen peas, but in a Ziploc bag. And I said, why? He said, in case they start to melt and leak, you'll get pea juice all over you.
That's P-E-A juice.
Exactly. And right. But I did enjoy the pun.
Did you ask him about drinking, when you can have hooch?
He said, best to not have beer the day before because that will cause more bruising. Did you know that's why tattoo parlors won't operate on you if you've had a lot of beer?
Because you bruise easily?
Apparently so.
What about after the procedure?
He said, don't take it if you're going to take it with Percocet. Don't drink if you're going to be taking Percocet.
Well, listen, come on. You always ignore that rule.
Hey,
anyway.
And I said, absolutely.
He's being letter of the law. Don't sweat that.
You need to tell me that.
Right, exactly.
Come on, you know our rule. Two pills for every drink and you're fine.
And also, Buzz brought up another good point. No aspirin or any aspirin derivative for 2 weeks before the
procedure.
Makes
your blood thin.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
The only thing about me that's thin.
Yep.
Nope. This is a mess.
Yeah, you don't want to have blood thinners because then you'll be a bleeder.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We got a bleeder!
I didn't ask if I could keep my spaghetti, though.
Well, you should, and you should auction it off on the internet.
It would make a lovely little necklace.
Absolutely.
I think
you could bronze it.
You should turn it into a gift for your wife.
Cufflinks.
You really should.
Yeah, perhaps you could like make a nice little Celtic design out of the
earrings
spaghetti and give her some earrings.
Or what about when you're on the boardwalk? You see that your name in rice?
Right.
You know where they spell?
Yeah.
What if you took the spaghetti and you spelled C-A-R-Y?
Yeah, yeah, and then you
take out an awful lot.
Well, it would be so if they got enough, you could make it cursive.
You're generous.
He said also that if I ever wanted, you know, down the road to reverse it,
right.
I said, I don't foresee that. I mean, he said, well, if God forbid something should happen and you take another wife.
Right.
And I said, yeah, let's think about that.
Sure.
He said the reversal, 70% effective.
Yeah.
70%.
Not real good, but, I mean, it's something to shoot for.
Yeah, that's cool. It's nice to know.
But I let him bring that up.
You seem ready to go.
Let's
seem
do it.
You're much more comfortable discussing
he's
this than you have been in past shows.
It's going to happen.
I'm proud of you.
You got to do it.
It's going to happen.
If you're going to, I've got $15 sunk in this, and there's no looking back.
$15. It'll make for a great Christmas.
It will.
Right.
Well, I'd be
honored. No heavy lifting, though. Mm-hmm.
I'd be honored to drive you and record you and look at you and laugh at you and drive you. And
will you hold me by the shoulder as I go to my recliner?
Maybe you can check after he's done and see how generous it is. If it's still generous after the procedure. I'm sure you'll be covered up with bandages.
Well, when I leave, I will have gauze and I'll be fully dressed. It's not like they're going to send me home in a gown.
Yeah, it's an outpatient procedure.
Exactly.
Which amazes me.
You know, I bet everyone upstairs would be good at an outpatient procedure.
An outpatient.
So
way
be,
out.
You won't be leaving the doctor's office like you just walked off the field at Saving Private Ryan.
No, it's all local. It's no worse than a, than what do you call it, a a dental procedure. Again, there's that.
A root canal.
But he uses the same
kind of Novocaine. A root canal on your penis.
That's exactly what it is.
On your scrotum, excuse me.
It's sure. Just a different root.
You're going to feel a pinch.
He said you will feel a pinch. There'll be three little shots of Novocaine, or it's actually lidocaine.
Will he be using a Phillips or a flathead?
He'll be using a ratchet.
Okay. That'll be good.
And a circular saw.
And a hammer. And, of course, the Bic razor, single blade.
No.
Single rough blade.
Go for the Venus inside the soap.
Right.
But I think the problem would come with an electric razor.
Well, I use only electric when I'm shaving.
But there?
I did one time.
There? Or
well,
the
not,
surroundings?
Not shaving, but I trimmed.
Okay, but not the actual shaving part.
No.
Because have you ever
but
been
I
shaving?
Still, even with trimming down there, I nicked myself.
Don't point.
I've used an electric razor on my face, like near my beard.
Right.
Have you ever caught like a longer hair in the electric razor and it pulls?
Yeah, I'm not
you
really.
See, you don't want that.
I like electric.
That's why you need someone else to shave your balls.
That's right. I'll talk to Matt.
Matt
the intern. No, not Matt Elliott.
Matt the intern. Have him get in the one, you know, the one side of the tub, and you just raise your knees like the doctor said, and then thrust your pelvis up, and Matt can go to town with the Venus razor.
Matt Elliott could probably just do it by osmosis. Mm-hmm. Just stare and go.
He'd do it with his sharpened fingernails.
He would just sit it and just 1 inch away and just stare and go.
Haven't talked to him in years.
Fallout hair.
Turn that around.
What he would do is he would hold out a bag, and the hair would jump into the bag.
Matt the Pollock will do it. Tell him it's just like tetherball.
But I don't want that either.
What is it
I crave
you?
A gentle touch.
What is it with you and all these men in your life named Matt?
Yeah, what is it with that?
Mm-hmm.
There's Matt Elliott, the
right.
former pro football player who mm-hmm. really, really liked Rob.
Yeah.
He used to like to have he had me up to his hotel room one time, too.
He liked Buzz, too, though, remember?
When he was at the Super Bowl. And
hold on.
There were overtures.
You're right. Buzz is the winner.
Oh, Buzz was at the softball game.
One in particular.
Buzz was the winner when he walked up to Buzz at a party after a softball game and said,
I can make you bleed.
he wasn't talking about a vasectomy.
I still remember his yellow boxer
I don't know
shorts.
What he meant.
What do you do with a big, crazy, steroid football player walks up to you from behind, puts his hand on your shoulder, and says, I could make you bleed.
I think you prepare to bleed.
You get out of the situation. When I went up to his hotel room, he was coming out of the bathroom in his boxer shorts. And I said, I'll wait downstairs in the lobby.
When was he running around naked like Batman?
That was at the Lansdowne Resort following a Monday night football game.
Well,
but that wasn't all one-on-one. There was a lot of people around. But
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I remember who he was Batman towards.
Stimpy?
No. Jimmy the intern.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy the intern who used to like to fight with people.
Yeah, yeah, that's mm-hmm. the guy.
And didn't know the directions to his own city.
That's true. He got us lost in San Diego.
And then he got mad at us.
Yeah, well, he got mad at everybody.
That's right.
You're
so
right.
All the Matts in my life.
Because the deal with this guy, Matt Elliott, yeah, everybody who listens to the show knows who he is. At one function, Jimmy the intern was maybe sharing a hotel room with him or something.
We were watching Monday Night Football, and I think we were young enough at that point and stupid enough, we thought, you know, better than going home, we should all just stay here.
And I guess at one point, Matt came out of the bathroom naked with a towel around his neck.
Can you be naked with a cape on? I mean,
indicating that
naked.
He was naked and he was Batman and he wanted to wrestle with Jimmy the intern.
Chased him around.
Yeah.
Chased him around like the Motel 6 room.
Yeah, you hear from him anymore?
Been a while. Been about a year.
About
I'll
a year?
Send him a Christmas card and
please
I'll probably
do.
Get one back.
All right.
I'll mention that. Yeah, but there are a lot of Matts in my life. There's
Matt
Elliott.
I think Matt would be able to offer insight on your procedure. You know, maybe he's had one done.
Matt Elliott, you're talking about.
Matt Elliott,
right?
Yes.
I think he's got a pair of kids.
Yeah, he's got a couple of kids.
But I'm not sure I'd want that insight. Let's not broach
picture
that
those two in the tub. First of all, there wouldn't be any water in it.
There would be like two cups. That's all you need. It'd fill up in no time.
Long as it's warm.
All right, so just know as we continue the show today, the Matt that we're talking about is the Matt that was on our show all summer long. Matt the Pollock. Uh-huh. Matt the intern with ass on his arm, the tattoo
right.
of ass.
Today's Matt.
That guy, yes.
He's upstairs celebrating Home November.
He is. And when we come back, we'll go upstairs. Or actually, we'll send Rob.
I'll go up.
We'll send Rob up first.
Right.
To give us kind of a feel on the room. Take the temperature of the room.
Very good, Rob.
Pour some absinthe.
Even if they've eaten, I think we should have a blessing.
I think that's a great idea.
And, Buzz,
mm-hmm.
would you be in charge of the absinthe up there, please?
Somebody has to, yes.
Very good.
Make sure that gets flowing.
As we celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, Home November.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, Mike, your joint brought in all the food and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got turkey, a mashed potato stuffing, and a pumpkin pie.
Wow. I believe they're eating right now.
Good, yes. They transported the turkey over here just a little while ago. alive, and they slaughtered it.
And it should be done any minute.
They plucked it. It's also, they're also using warm water for that.
I wonder if they're eating.
Hello?
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 Are you guys eating?
Matt, come here. Yes, we are.
Are you eating food?
We have not tasted the bird yet.
Oh, the bird hasn't been carved yet. Perfect.
Oh, no, the bird's
being carved.
He's right still now. Trying to find the wishbone.
We're fighting over the wishbone.
Oh, God.
And that's Matt's wishbone, not the turkey's.
Good luck, Matt.
Wow.
Okay, so they'll get the wishbone, and they'll carve the turkey, and they'll eat, and we'll have the ceremonial first toast, and Buzz will get some absinthe going.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, oh, don't forget, Blair Michaels and the big show today.
Yes, yeah. And Blair Michaels in full drag. We should point that out. It's radio. I know it doesn't matter, but Blair Michaels in full drag right now.
There will be photos on the website for everyone to enjoy.
Very good.
Big, big, happy Homovember, everybody. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Always, we love to do. Here's House in 1 minute.
Is that part of the act?
Maybe not.
Get up here.
What's the challenge?
Bring me the thong of Lisa Cuddy. These are not Cuddy's panties.
I don't screw up.
I think you're hiding a medical condition.
I'm not.
Go find out where he's hiding his cancer.
This time tomorrow, I'll be dead.
He's bleeding all over the place. His timetable may be right on.
Hiring people to steal someone's underpants is considered wooing.
If he has an infection, the radiation will kill him.
Give me the blood. Patient is the one whose body is shutting down. I'm having a benign transfusion reaction. You are not biopsying me. You drugged me.
You drugged me?
All your biopsies are clean?
Because there's nothing wrong with me.
Who the hell chats about their blood type?
It was never magic and you're not dying. It's your blood type. Flush him with saline, transfuse 4 units type A, and start him on steroids. He'll be back hoodwinking idiots in no time. He's your love nugget. Got no reason to pick him. You made a deal with Cuddy. That's how you got our underwear. Your scheme was brilliant and you're fired. Thanks for playing.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah. The guy Big Love. The Mormon guy. Right, his outhouse.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
Well, we thank you.
Right, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
The question you're really asking is...
Well, what have we here?
What do we have here?
And the answer...
Thank you, Charlie.
The answer is...
Yes?
Much like the way we've imagined that scene in Quiz Show, men in various forms of disclothing, eating cake and prancing around and having beverages. And
yes, everybody having a good old Homovember Thanksgiving.
Well, it is the day before, and here we go upstairs to the live to the party room.
Let's check in.
In the Don and Mike headquarters. Hello, Homo Joe.
Hey, Don and Mike. We're up here stuffing ourselves with turkey stuffing and mashed potatoes.
How's the food?
The food is excellent, and we have Matt is serving our guest here.
Is Matt? How do you like Matt's outfit?
I think he's very cute. He's got nice. He's got a nice... tattoo. Oh.
He's got a great wishbone.
Now, what we have to do really is, and everybody got their booze, everybody got wine, everybody got absinthe, everybody set?
We are set. We're doing good. We even have nice little party favors from the wonderful O'Mara's restaurant.
Bottle cozy.
Hey, Robbie, be a love and run upstairs and please describe, please to be describing the fabulous way that the room has been decorated.
And I don't hear any music playing. I thought we had music.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a non-stop.
Well, we were getting ready to say grace. I thought you said somebody.
Oh, the blessing. Oh, yes. Maybe Rob can lead you in the blessing.
Matt or Rob A should do that.
Okay, Rob's making his way up there. I can feel the vibration.
So Rob A's going to do the blessing for us.
To get the breath.
I think after talking about his vasectomy and getting shaved, really one of you guys up there, Joe, or one of your friends should probably lead us in a blessing.
It's a wonderful idea.
Well, we have all the surgical procedures up here so we can take care of Rob if he needs to be.
Take it easy, you. And we have a razor.
We have razors. We have
I'm sure you
surgical
do.
Club.
Very excited.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Robbie.
We have lots of great stuff up here that really sets the mood for Homovember. First of all, I believe on the DVD player we're watching Brokeback Mountain. And
dreamy.
We will be watching Spartacus next.
Now, can you go over by the TV and actually turn up the volume so we can hear it?
Sure. Well, I have to turn off this music. Hold on.
What's the music we're enjoying?
lovers.
Let's have something more upbeat,
shall
we?
Special people.
Okay, everybody on their feet.
Every cliche song.
We go. You want another song?
Sure. What else do we have?
What else we have?
Pretty festive.
I got to go back to the beginning of the
Matt,
test.
You must
stand
dance
by.
For us.
Oh, they're going
to
have
we
Matt
know
dance.
He knows how to push buttons.
What's Matt doing right now?
He needs to dance for us.
For my
there
love.
You go. Matt, this is your song to dance for.
Love.
Your
Let me hold that mic for you, Matt. He's there, dancing.
He's dancing for us. Yay!
All this happening one floor above us.
And for those who need a reminder, Matt is in short purple shorts, hard shoes, a bow tie, and red body paint.
Buzz, I hate to keep beating a dead horse here. You took care of that absinthe thing, right?
Yes, all taken care of.
Beautiful. Everybody got wine, everybody got food, everybody's got their... Okay, Rob, turn that thing off.
All right. You want to hear what's going on in Brokeback Mountain?
Let's hear the video from Brokeback Mountain.
All right. So many things to do here.
Just can't quit you.
Now, where is Brokeback Mountain playing?
On the TV,
on our flat screen.
Oh, our little flat screen.
Green monitor is wonderful. Nice
it's a quiet
body.
Moment. It's really not like a disco movie.
Want a cup of coffee, don't you?
How about more than coffee?
Joe adding his own dialogue to Brokeback Mountain.
What a boring movie.
It really is. We could do sign language for you if you would like.
Let me try to find
You know what? I say, exit exit the entrance. Exit Brokeback Mountain and put on Spartacus.
All right.
Now we're talking.
Spartacus. And this is the Kirk Douglas version, right? Not the remake.
The Peter North version.
The Peter North right, version.
So, also, Robbie, there's lots of decor up here I'd love to describe if you have a moment.
Would you please?
Yes. In your office, which is already beautifully decorated, we have a picture, an autographed picture of Liberace, a picture of Sanjaya Malakar, the village people.
Uh-huh.
Remember Dick Sargent from Bewitched?
Yes.
Yeah, picture of him.
I like
Zac Efron from High School Musical. And you guys,
I like the
cheer.
One of Mike and Buzz
I
up
personally
there.
Know Dick Sargent, or should I say knew him?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
May he rest in peace.
He taught me actually how to play roulette. In the early 90s.
No kidding.
Bet he did.
Now, as I mentioned these gay icons, I'd like applause from the crowd, if that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Zac Efron from High School Musical.
Woo!
Johnny Depp in an open-collared shirt.
Very hot.
Hallelujah.
There's Lance Bass.
Hot.
Homosexual.
Two pictures of Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah.
Clay Aiken.
Uh-huh. Ooh, very sexy.
Oh, isn't his hair pretty?
Morning.
There's
Warning.
A picture of Mike Elston.
Yes. What do they think of that picture?
Look how handsome.
That's the young Mike Elston. What do they think of that?
What do you think of that, Blair?
That's good with that.
I wonder if he's available. Oh, that's our Mike.
Yeah, that is. No, that's Buzz.
That's a whole lot more hair than I saw downstairs.
There's a picture in our
dear heart.
I got to say, the party is taking upstairs is hey, taking place
have
upstairs
a lesbian on the wall
in our office, and along with all these gay icons, one of the pictures we have on our wall is seriously Buzz's newsman publicity picture from
the mid '80s, '84,
25
like that.
Years ago, something like
back
that.
Back when he was a young newsman, back in the early 1950s,
and he really looks like what's his name, like Mr. Brady from the Brady Bunch.
He has the afro and he has the full heavy beard.
Yeah,
right?
Except,
hold on. There's a problem up here.
What's going on,
Robbie?
Ann Coulter, for some reason, has looks like a full arm length plastic glove.
It's to help you with the surgery prep for later.
Jesus,
it's the longest glove you've ever seen.
It is the longest glove I've ever seen.
Rob, you should ask Ann what she did this week.
What did you do this week, Ann?
Castrated a few horses.
You castrated a few horses. How about you?
Well, what? Get an explanation
can
on that.
Can you explain? Can you explain?
Castrating a horse?
Well, I mean, is this a hobby?
Procedure?
Why?
Is it what? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you don't want a whole bunch of little horses running around.
Now, I understand. Hold on, Rob. Let's get to the
just
bottom.
Like they don't want a little bunch of speed wags running around.
Ann Coulter, of course, said this.
Faggot.
Right. So I can understand why gay guys who want to dress up like her, and she is kind of a
right.
horse face.
Sure.
But I don't follow.
Faggot.
Would that be Ann's day job?
Is that what you do for a living?
You have to do what you have to do.
No,
so this guy
is this a job that you have, or is it a hobby?
It's a
Is this guy dressed up like Ann Coulter?
Yes.
Yeah, you've not seen her yet, have you, Don?
No, I've not, Robbie.
I should bring
you
her down.
You haven't made it upstairs yet, have you, to say hello?
No, I've not, Mike. The hobby ones. Yeah, I was surprised by that.
We also have on our wall a picture of Simon and Ryan Seacrest from American Idol.
Lovers.
And they're embracing. Uh-huh. There's a picture of
Rob.
Beth
hold
Ann
on a second. I'd like to get to the bottom of this horse thing.
All right.
Is this what Ann does, like, for a regular job?
Is this your primary job, the horse castration?
It's a part-time job.
Part-time. It's a pervert-time job?
What? Part-time job. What do you do full-time?
Cattle,
of course. I do cattle.
Cattle ranchers.
Hey, look, there's a picture of Will Thomas from Channel 5.
I can dehorn. Like,
well, now, I don't think he's gay, Rob.
Oh, I don't know. I think that might have already
dreamy,
been
Don.
That might
have
eyebrows
arched like that, I don't think so.
I heard some guys call him Wilma. That's not funny.
Not
that
funny
is not
at all.
Funny. That's never that's funny.
That was not funny.
What's that about?
Not funny at all.
There's a picture of the young Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris. And a rainbow flag. The People magazine cover of Lance Bass that says, I'm gay.
I can't believe it.
There's Charles Nelson Reilly.
He's not gay.
And that's a wonderful headshot of him, if you'll pardon the expression. Look, there's a picture of Batman and Robin kissing.
Love it. Gotta have it for my wall.
There's Patrick Bateman and his tanning bed.
Oh, yeah.
Booth or bed, I'm sorry.
Dreamy.
Oh, there's... Well, I think probably one of the most put-together, good-looking homosexuals out there, Perez Hilton.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
The wall of gays.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Ryan Seacrest and appears to be bottomless at a beach, although you can't see any of anything that would make it beyond PG-13.
With the sign above it that says, help wanted.
And then there's a picture of Charles Nelson Reilly again. Mm-hmm. This is a candid. There's ABC Television Sam Champion.
Yay. Yay.
And let's close with an oil painting of Red Sox great Carl Yastrzemski.
Yay!
Stop it!
Really?
Stop it! Those are all of the photographs and paintings that we have on the walls upstairs.
Now, I'm very curious as to who's going to say the blessing, Robbie.
Who will say the blessing?
I think Matt should because he's our turkey.
Matt needs to since he's the
Matt,
least
can you do
and shouldn't everybody in that great wasp tradition join hands?
Yes,
I think that would be nice.
Hold hands in a circle. That's very dangerous with guys like to say get in a circle, but...
Right.
Get in a circle.
That would be on a Friday night after 2 a.m.
After the club.
Will the blessing be in Yiddish?
Now, I have to warn you, I only know how to do this in Yiddish.
Then go ahead. Lay it on us in your native tongue.
Okay. Join hands, everybody.
Lay some Judaism on us.
Just hands.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech alam, asher kedeshanu. Amen.
Pass the gravy and let's eat.
Let's see.
Let's drink.
Lick them. We're going to lick them later.
And perhaps something from someone in the crowd. I mean, whether it's Joe or
Yeah, that's
Blair.
A good idea.
Hot meat.
Go ahead,
you know, in the great tradition of Thanksgiving broadcast, why don't we go around the room and introduce everybody and ask what they're thankful
what
for.
What are you thankful for, boy?
I think that's a good idea. Now, we were arguing about your name. What is the proper pronunciation of your name?
My proper name is Shaquita Lee.
Shaquita, just like I said, Rob.
Okay, I guess I'm stupid, Mike. What are you thankful for, Shaquita?
I'm thankful for being here, and I'm thankful every day I wake up every morning, and this is my first Thanksgiving I'm going to have without my mother.
Oh.
God bless you.
Sorry.
God bless you.
Is that Tina Turner?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes. Will Tina be performing for us later?
Will you perform later?
Yes.
Cool. Yes, she said yes. Yeah. Actually, someone else said yes, but the... She nodded. Charlie Brown, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful to be here with all these lovely gay icons, and I'm thankful that I don't have to go home for Thanksgiving.
Why is it bad to go home?
Yeah. I've got those parents that are ultra Christian.
Oh, well, as you know,
as Will
Smith said, you know, parents just don't understand.
Is Charlie Brown closeted, Rob? Is that
are you closeted?
No.
No, your parents know that you're out.
I think Charlie Brown is one of our guys from the internet.
Yeah, one of the guys from the internet.
Put out a memo. You may have gotten it.
So they all know. Are they displeased, dissatisfied? How do they feel?
Those land of denial, Cleopatra.
I understand. Uh-huh. How's the rest of your family dealing with it?
Me not being there or me being gay?
Both.
Oh, everybody's fine.
All right.
Now, is your real name Charlie Brown or is that like your gay nickname?
No, that's my real name.
Wow. Oh, really? It is
so
Charlie Brown.
So you think they would have known better.
He was just on TV. That's Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving.
How this started.
It truly is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving up here.
Who's the next person we want to meet, Robbie?
I want to talk to Joe.
Oh, Homo Joe here, Donna Mike.
There he
oh,
is.
We know you, Homo Joe.
I know. I'm an old queen. What can I tell you?
What do you have to be thankful for, Joe?
What do you have to be thankful for, Joe?
Well, I have to be thankful for my health and all the friends I have and you guys for supporting the gay community like you do over the years. And I want to send love and light out to everybody and wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Nice. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
I had a tear. I actually had a tear. Mm-hmm.
That's number five, isn't it? A
That's
tear?
Number five.
Now the soft-spoken but always something to offer, Blair Michaels. Blair, what do you have to be thankful for?
Oh, my goodness. What do I have to be thankful for? After 25 years of doing drag, that's one thing I'm thankful for, that I'm still here, still doing drag, and still wearing a pair of 4-inch heels. The next thing I can honestly say I'm thankful for is 17 years with my husband, Brad.
Oh, all
he
right.
Still,
hey, congratulations.
He
yes.
still puts up with me
we'll
and still puts
that.
Up with drag after 17 years. That's pretty good.
That's wonderful.
And I'm very, very thankful to be in a brand new show. It's the most anticipated drag show that's going to be opening in D.C. on December 7th at the new club called Town. So I'm very honored and thankful to be part of that cast.
Such a whore you are, though. You whore yourself out. But it's okay. There you go.
Plug's giving.
Now, Blair is your, right. your partner.
I'm Ann Michaels, Blair's daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh,
who is this?
This is Ann Coulter.
Oh, hi, Ann.
Yeah, hi,
hi
Ann.
How's it going? I'm Ann Coulter Michaels. I'm Blair's daughter.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, and seem rather old to be your daughter, but I'm curious about that. So what do you have to be thankful
I'm
for,
I'm her
Ann?
Youngest daughter.
What do you have to be thankful for? What
I'm very thankful for having Blair for my mama and being here with all of you and the fact that I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
At my age. At my age, that's a big...
C-R-E-P-P-Y.
You only knew.
C-R-E-P-P-Y, right?
Okay, that's creppy.
That's creppy.
Creppy.
Oh, C-R-E-E-P-Y.
P-Y.
How tall are you, Ann?
6'5".
How about that?
D-O-U-B-L-E.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
His gloves really did go all the way up her arm.
They really did go all the way up her arm. Now, here's another gentleman. How long have you been out? Oh, I'm sorry, you're here from the restaurant.
Who's that, Rizzo?
Yeah, we're gonna out
Rizzo. Sorry to mention your name.
Mike, there's been an error. This guy's not gay.
That's good. He's just carving the turkey, Rob.
But he carved the turkey so well, Mike. We were watching him.
Right.
And maybe he could help shave me.
Yeah, there you go.
Leave a card.
He's good with a blade.
And I just want to say hi to Wendy. She's there from the restaurant.
She's
awesome.
Hi, Wendy. Girl.
And Wendy, by the way, can I just tell you, for a gay man in a dress, she's got a nice rack.
Blair, that's so nice of you to notice.
She does, nice. She's not the gay man in the dress. I'm just saying from advice from a gay man in the dress. She's
right.
got a nice
Very
rack.
Kind. Very
quick
kind.
Party idea. Quick
she's
party idea.
With Don's got a party too. Idea. Hold
party
on.
Idea, okay. Party idea. Party idea. Ready.
Right now. Spin the bottle.
Oh, there you go.
Right now.
Everybody in the room.
Everybody in the room, spin the bottle right now.
Spin the bottle. Do we have a bottle to spin?
I'm getting a bottle.
We do. We got one. I think Matt should be spinning in the middle of the room.
What's playing in the background?
Oh, that's Spartacus.
Our Spartacus movie.
Yeah. Spartacus has a great soundtrack.
Yes, it does. It's great.
Rob, go over so we can hear some of that movie.
What are we seeing now, Rob?
Kirk Douglas is carrying some sort of big backpack. And someone has fallen, and he's helping him up, and he's wearing just the smallest outfit.
Very dreamy.
Oh, we might have some dialogue coming up. Hold on.
Spartacus.
Oh, they've kicked Spartacus, and he's fallen in the dirt.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now they're flogging him.
Oh, they're flogging him.
Yeah, S&M.
Spartacus again. Spartacus getting flogged.
It was a less tolerant time.
That only happens at the Eagle.
Oh, now he's what? biting the centurion's leg.
That was a very inside. Hold
lantern.
On, that was a very inside Homo joke that Homo Joe made. What is the eagle?
Is the eagle?
It's
a
leather bar.
It's a leather bar.
A leather bar
where they have people hanging
and swinging
around.
All right, I have the bottle ready.
All right,
ready.
His name is Matt.
All right, ready. Double trivia, Glogo.
Here we go.
Spin it.
And Ann.
All right, time for a big on-air smooch.
Big smooch, Ann.
On the air.
Take your pick, Ann. Who would you like to smooch?
Who would I like to smooch?
I got to go.
Wait a minute, come back here.
Out of the way, Rizzo.
Put Rizzo and Rob A. right out of the room,
they
quick.
They ran because she saw the glove.
Check get a straight boy.
We were explaining the chicken rules.
Okay, she's coming over. She's approaching.
Oh, there goes Rizzo. Oh, Rizzo. Rizzo.
I'm sorry. Rizzo, I'm sorry.
They kissed the guy from your restaurant.
I'm sorry. He's one of my managers.
We got dessert.
Thank you. Oh, and one on the cheek as well. Rizzo, how was that?
There was no stubble.
Well, I think that's because nice.
We used the razors that we were going to give to Robin.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, and they're back to working in the mines in Spartacus.
They're so dreamy.
It's a fine film, isn't it, Rob?
God, there's a lot of people there.
Hey, turn some music on, too.
Yeah, let's get some music.
They're digging for dirt.
They're digging for dirt.
Make this a real party.
Okay. The great beginning. Oh, yeah.
It's a little torch song.
Little Judy Garland, right?
You know she's dead.
Yeah, but... Never mind. Feel free to sing along.
I can't get over the dead part.
Hey, I have a question for all the guys and gals up there. Is Judy Garland the ultimate gay singing icon?
Over the rainbow, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
absolutely.
I beg to differ. I'm a Liza fan.
Liza! So oh, yes, Liza. Well,
isn't it all a bit cliche? Now, I mean, who's the modern day icon?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, we'll go around the room.
American drag or...
As far as female performers, you know, performers popular in the gay community.
And does it have to be a lady performer?
No, not performer? At all. No, it's singers.
Let's start where we started before. Who do you think is the ultimate gay performing icon?
The one that I think?
Yeah.
Well, because I do Tina Turner, I have to say Tina Turner is my gay icon.
All right. Oh,
there you go.
She's not gay, though.
No.
No, but she doesn't.
But you don't have to be gay to be an icon.
That's true.
How about you, Charlie?
Bette Midler.
Ah, Bette Midler.
That's a good answer.
What boy didn't want to grow up and be like Bette Midler?
Who didn't?
I was Bette Midler.
Don't let him fool you. He is Bette Midler. She's just bloated.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Because you got to have friends.
I like the fried egg song myself.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah, very old school.
Joe, who is your favorite gay icon?
I would be Bette Midler. I do love her. Yeah, I do like
who
her.
Who comes in second?
I say Tina because I love Tina Turner. She's a
you copied off
lady.
Other people's papers in school.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Copied their homework. Yeah,
actually, I'm not smarter than
well,
a fifth
actually,
grader.
Whitney Houston did well until she got hung up on her drug situation. Yeah. But she was really good in her day.
I hate drugs.
Me too. Drugs are for
I
kids.
Just like to drive.
For kids.
Blair Michaels.
Well, I mean, I would be stupid enough.
Present company excluded. Who is your favorite gay icon?
Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
I think you're magnificent.
No, thank you. I'm going to go with my all-time favorite, and it's been since I was little, which I still am, Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Hey, Rob, can I ask Blair a question?
Yeah.
Blair, who are you wearing?
I'm wearing...
Wang?
How'd you guess?
Is it Vera Wang, Blair?
How did you know?
Oh, wonderful.
I could tell.
I literally am wearing Vera Wang.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
If you can find it, you can have it.
I think it's really, it's very important to get a picture of what Blair is wearing right now from head to toe.
Stand for me, Blair.
Oh, Liza Minnelli. See, I always even say it.
It is a cranberry-colored evening gown with gold highlights.
Sparkly, isn't it?
Cranberry. Very low cut. Uh-huh. Very low cut.
Plunger. Very
low cut. And
also
cut up nearly to where I'm going to have to shave on the bottom.
Oh, a side slit.
Yeah, wow. And...
No, that's front slit.
Ah.
A big brooch of diamonds. I'm sure they're all genuine. Lots of bangly jewelry. Her hair is perfect. And just a touch of eye makeup...
Just a touch.
Right, Tammy Faye.
As my motto says, lipstick and paint makes a man what he ain't. And honey, I got stock in Max Factor.
Honey.
Girlfriend, listen. What is the performance that Blair has scheduled for today, Robbie?
Well, there is the pre-scheduled Santa Baby.
Yay.
Right.
And then there is a surprise.
Yeah. Now, will Shaquita be performing also?
Shaquita, what will you be performing today? Or are you part of the surprise?
I'm probably do something by Tina Turner. Maybe Proud Mary if you're good.
Oh,
wow,
Proud Mary,
good.
That'd be hot.
I'm very good.
Classic.
Ann Coulter, who is your favorite gay icon?
You probably never heard of her, but Uta Lemper.
Who?
Gazuna.
Who? Tell me that you love me.
Oh, that
I sit on my face and tell me that
Uta Lemper is a Berlin cabaret performer.
Oh, of course. Uta Lemper from Berlin.
Rob, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I remember Uta from the good side of the wall. So that's what's going on. Oh, and we also have a Happy Turkey Day banner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, we got it going on up here. I think you gents should come on up.
I think they should. Does everybody want to get them up here?
Yeah, we'll come up for the next break. We'll come up and see what's happening
okay.
in the next break. Come
all right. Yeah, we will.
You can watch this place spin the bottle.
When we get up,
I want to come up and see the show. I want to come up
yeah,
and see the
course.
Show.
Yeah, of course. We have to see the show.
Yeah, now, is this a lip sync show?
It is a lip sync show, yeah.
Okay.
And what do we have to expect from the lip sync show? Will there be two numbers back to back?
Or will they come down here to perform?
Or will they come downstairs to perform? It's going to be a little bit of everything, they say.
We'll come up and we'll see a show.
My lords, would you rather have it downstairs?
Upstairs.
Yeah, we'll go upstairs.
Okay.
We'll go upstairs. But let's get another round of beverages for everyone.
You absolutely. Got it. We're way some on top of it.
Some more food for everyone. And when we go upstairs, maybe I'd like to orchestrate a nice big group slow dance.
That's right? A wonderful
that
idea.
Because I'm imagining this like a high school prom.
That's terrific.
If I could find my copy of Color My World by Chicago.
Sure. You can be like, what are the teachers that used to be at the prom? The
a
prompters?
Chaperone.
A chaperone.
Chaperone. Right. Chaperone.
Yeah. I went with my cousin.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was gay, and my mother didn't know.
What was your cousin's name?
Went with the exchange student Alice. From Africa.
Alice Crandon, no.
Blair went with an exchange student from Africa?
That's what Blair
she was
said.
From South Africa, I swear to God. I'm not lying.
Wow, how about that?
They've got memories, don't they? Something.
I wanted to take a boy, but it would work.
Did you smuggle his bone?
$500 on a limo and a tuxedo and a hair, and she left me for a lobster.
Starting to get festive up there.
Meanwhile, in the background, do you hear Babs?
Oh. Yes, nice. Oh.
No one picked her as their icon.
It's the laughter that we shall remember.
Oh,
look at Spartacus. He's got the best crew cut.
What's Spartacus doing? Go to the movie now.
He's all dreaming. Right,
hold on. He's going into a dungeon, I think.
Shaving.
Well, he's not shaving. Hold on.
That'd be Rob.
Stand by for the crossfade. Up movie, down Barbara.
Up, darn.
Up movie, down Barbara.
Okay, they're in a dungeon Barbara, or something.
You did not just say go down on Barbara.
Is Spartacus not. Being tortured now?
No, they're going down.
That would be mad.
Hold on, Rob. Yeah, Rob, don't
they're
describe that.
They're going down into
this
a dungeon.
This is a censored show, Rob. They right. really are going down on the.
There's like a bathhouse scene going on.
What?
We've been wanting to beat on Matt
Bob,
all
you
night.
Put the wrong video in.
Now Spartacus is sponging off.
Not a lot of dialogue in Spartacus, is there?
A lot of dialogue in the room.
Okay, here, we'll give you the dialogue. Ooh.
Oh, baby.
All right, fellas. Hold on a second.
And ladies.
Yeah, fellas and ladies.
Oh, it's raining men. Here they are.
The weather girls.
Oh, now
weather girls.
Finally some sound from Spartacus.
Yes.
This is the weather girls scene in Spartacus.
We're going to have to do a song for you.
I think when we go upstairs, maybe we'll ask gay men questions we've always wanted to ask them.
It's a wonderful. We have a little
can I come downstairs now, please? Ann Coulter is rubbing
behind.
Asses with me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
rather
time.
One-sided.
Well, you are the McDreamy.
I am, of the show.
We got news.
For you.
You better listen. He's straight.
His wife will beat you.
Oh,
and
listen.
His kids will even cry, too.
She's 6'5". Oh, she's back. Oh, quit it.
Well,
no, nothing forward. Turn around. Jackson, this is creeping
Rob
me out.
Rob ain't being pushed back into the corner,
Don. Don and Mike, go to break.
Send help.
Wow. The room is heating up.
Okay. We'll get ourselves together, and you and I will get our hip boots on.
We'll have a little Q&A. We'll have a little slow dancing and perhaps a little performance by the drag queens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be festive.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How you doing, Rob?
Great.
Hold your water, everybody. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you are expecting me to do a John Madden sketch tonight. And we're just not going to do that. I think I've done it too much. But we do have him backstage. Yeah. No, yeah, he's making a Thanksgiving dinner for all of us to enjoy at the end of the show. Hey, John, how's the turkey coming?
Oh, Frank, I'm not making turkey. I'm making turducken. You know what a turducken is? That's where you stuff a chicken into a duck. And then you stuff that inside a turkey. Boom, that's a turducken. This year I'm thinking about adding another meat, too. Huh? If I go smaller, I'm going with a weasel. If I go bigger, of course, a buckhorn sheep. I mean, either way. You stuff it inside your oven, which is stuffed inside your kitchen, which is stuffed inside your home.
Hey, John, are we going to have a vegetable with that?
Oh, no, Frank, no vegetables. I don't like vegetables at all. So what I do is I take a vitamin.
That sounds great, John. We'll check in with you later.
Yeah. I look forward to it, Frank. The Don and
Mike Show. That was Frank.
That's his show?
That's Frank TV last
Frank
night.
Frank TV.
Idiots. Yeah. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Nice job by Frank. Lots of funny stuff. That Seinfeld that did at the very beginning.
Right.
Was highly entertaining. But now we're all about the gay.
Gay.
Right. All about it.
Homo.
All about Homovember.
He's a fag.
Because Mike.
Yes.
As Sylvester sings, you make me feel mighty real.
Gay.
Oh, I'd almost forgotten Sylvester. I always think of Sylvester as the cat. Hey. Oh, baby, I can feel it.
That's so gay.
It is.
But that's what we're all about today.
It's right. A celebration.
Homovember.
Happy Homovember, everyone. Mike and I are downstairs in the studio, and we're going to go upstairs now.
We are looking forward to it.
Like brave boys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the party happening upstairs.
That's where you're going.
Uh-oh. Hurry up.
They're waiting.
All right, well, let's go.
Hurry up, what?
Homo November.
I see. I have the feeling that I'm. Excuse me.
What?
You can't fool the fooler.
Now, I've been up there. You should know. I've been up there off air.
I know you have.
Twice.
But I get the feeling that you were going to try to pull a buzz on me.
No, not at all. No.
That you wanted me to walk out and go up there, and then you guys are just going to, like, lock the door with me. And then
all right. Okay.
Everybody together.
Let's go.
Okay.
Head and Mike taking off their headphones and heading
upstairs. Actually, stay down here, please, until we get up there.
You got it. Up to the second floor where Homovember is in full swing, if you'll pardon the expression.
Ah, the swing of it all.
We have Washington, D.C.'s finest transvestites up there.
Drag queens.
Sorry.
Take that back.
I've been misinformed.
I do not resemble a transsexual or a transvestite.
I'm a trisexual, though.
Forgive me. I'm new at this. It's my first time.
Oh.
We're drawing blood.
Oh, dear.
Matt, you're terrible.
Don and Mike are on their way to Party Central for Homovember, where there's food and festivity. And Blair Michaels.
And they just drew blood.
From what or whom?
All right, we're upstairs in the party room.
I changed. They drew blood when they said I was a transvestite.
This is you've made another change.
Don and
well,
Mike
of course
arrived.
I'm entertaining.
You haven't met anybody up here.
Mike, introduce me to your friends.
I'd like to. This is Shaquita.
Hi, Shaquita.
Don, say hi to Shaquita.
I'm Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Very nice to meet you.
This is Charlie Brown.
Hi, Charlie
enjoying
Brown.
A nice glass of wine.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You know Homo Joe.
Homo Joe. Give me some love.
Now, how does he mean that?
This is Wendy from the restaurant.
Hi, Wendy. Hi. You let me know if you want to talk to me about HR problems with M-I-K-E.
This is Ann Coulter over here.
Hi, Ann Coulter.
Nice little kiss there.
Yeah, sure, Ann. Walk into the middle of the room, will you, please?
Very nice. Wow.
Take a look at Ann.
Boy.
Somebody get Ann some extra potatoes.
That is a...
All right.
That is a lot more potatoes.
Right.
That is.
Do you want some more pumpkin pie? Please. This is Rizzo over here.
Hold on, Rob. Mike.
Oh, dear. I don't like to see that.
Ann Coulter is dry humping Rob's leg.
Don, this is Blair Michaels right over here.
Blair, give me a hug.
You get some hug. Hey, yeah.
Isn't this lovely?
Very nice. You lovely? Oh, here's what. Take a picture.
Hi there.
Have the naked man take a picture.
Fire truck. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on, Matt. Come on.
Atta boy, girl.
This is Bear. He's one of our engineers.
Hi, Bear. Bear, I'm glad to see you. In case you don't know, Bear is dressed like Florida Evans from Good Times.
Wow. Well, do you want to make ourselves comfortable over here on the couch?
Sure. I don't see why not.
Can you?
I think if we can sit
next to Shaquita. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Well, here we are in our spacious office, which has now been transformed into a very lovely, lovely dining room.
Homo bar.
I would ask first, turn down the music for a second, Robbie. Just for a second, be a love.
Isn't this lovely?
You know, I didn't meet the gay guy behind the desk wearing the shirt that says O'Mara's on it, Mike.
This is the gay DJ Rizzo right over here. He's one of our managers. Hi, Rizzo. And they've done a nice job with the food here today. And here I am sitting in between Charlie Brown and Shaquita.
Shaquita.
That's right.
And I had the correct pronunciation of your name.
You had the wonderful correction.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Charlie Brown, I want you to notice something. I'm not like that guy in the Minneapolis bathroom. Look at that. We're touching feet as we sit on the couch right now. I'm touching your foot with my foot. Are you okay with that?
I can tell you what ring you have on.
Now,
was that, Blair?
But I can tell you what ring you have on.
Oh, that's right. What ring do you have on?
Uh-huh. I'd have no rings on unless you're talking about on my...
Wow.
Sorry, his pants were loose.
Oh, hold on a second. Wait, Don, I should point out, is wearing some very nice Nike shorts. And Blair, you got a little view there?
I just figured out.
You know, I thought the Holland Tunnel had a great clear path.
That's the equivalent like of looking like looking down a girl's shirt, right?
Well, and really what it was you were flashing it a little bit. I guess when you sat down, they could see right up the pipeline.
So with guys like you, if I was to sit like I would normally sit watching a football game at home, something like this, you'd like that, right?
I would think nothing about it.
Wow.
I'm used to seeing people spread like that all the time.
Now, how do you guys like Matt? Matt the Pollock doing a good job for you?
He is doing a fabulous job. Turn around and show him your wishbone. Look at that wishbone.
That is about as disturbing as it gets.
Slow dance, and I think that our loyal listener, Charlie Brown, appears to be a little overwhelmed by all of the hot gay action in the room.
Are you a little overwhelmed with all these icons here, Charlie?
Not at all.
Not at all. He's very comfortable enjoying himself.
It seems to me that you're a little too quiet, that you need to have a good time. How about a slow dance with Matt the Pollock?
Could you do that, Charlie?
Sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome. Fantastic.
Sure it does.
Rob running the music up here in the office. Rob, something appropriate, if you please.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Wherever the hell you are, I need some absinthe.
All right.
And Buzz, why don't you make your way up here, too? You know, we need you up here as well.
Buzz, I think we need 3 or 4 fresh glasses of absinthe.
Are you going to have a little Thanksgiving toddy?
Yes.
Are you
going to have that? I think we will toast our gay friends.
It's wonderful. And I see that Spartacus is still on. Oh, here's the dance.
Now that's what I call loving.
And Charlie Brown has nicely put his head on Matt's shoulder, which I think
face.
Is delightful. Oh.
Charlie Brown, what kind of a dancer is Matt?
Fabulous.
Matt, do you like slow dancing with Charlie Brown?
It's not too bad.
How do you think Paula Goldstein's feeling right now?
Oh, Jesus. I don't even want to know. Paula.
Matt, is Paula listening today, Matt? Matt?
She would be very proud of me.
Matt, I know you're captivated by Charlie Brown, but I am speaking directly to you. How do you think, is Paula listening today? Matt, hello, he's carried away, isn't he?
Mike, I swear to God.
He's really not paying attention to anything except looking into Charlie Brown's eyes.
This is not for the show.
Right.
He was staring into Charlie Brown's eyes, and that gaze, G-A-Z-E, could not be broken.
That's true. Now, I'm very curious. Oh, here we go.
I'm not happy.
Did you already mix these up there, Buzz?
Yeah, mixed up and ready to go.
All right, we're going to have a little sip of
Rob,
some
turn here. That down, please. We'll have a nice toast.
Dance is over?
All right.
Well,
it was a
sure.
good dance.
Everybody got your absinthe, your drink of choice?
All right, here's our toast. This is our Thanksgiving toast to good friends, to inclusiveness, to the gay community in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere.
Here's to the rectum.
And once again, here's to swimming with bow-legged men. Cheers.
Amen.
Look at him.
Well made.
That's nice, Buzz.
Buzz, you did a nice job with that.
Did you use that new recipe thing?
What was that, Buzz? Good stuff. I used our favorite kind, the 1792.
Did you use that recipe? Did Janet ever email you that recipe like that had some sort of lemony stuff?
I don't have it with me today, so I had to wing it, but I think it came out pretty well. Very smooth.
Well, we've had the slow dance. We're enjoying a little beverage right now. I'm in the mood for a little entertainment.
So am I.
With a little...
I'm standing there looking at this Ann Coulter. Turn that music down for a second, Rob, please. Yeah, turn it off for a moment. I'm fascinated by this creature next to me. That was said with love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, show him the glove.
Yeah, and you need to get the stethoscope.
All right. Wait, now I believe that. Oh my!
That's like a that's a glove.
All right, they're not serving turkey with that, are they?
That's a glove.
Very disturbed.
Oh, Don's got a buddy.
Hey, Mike,
look at you, unflappable.
I'm fine with this.
It's unflappable.
You know, you're feeling my man boob right now.
She wants a piece of your breast.
I got no problem with that.
I admire you.
Send this picture to Dan Mason.
Can we get a picture of this? Can we get a picture of this, please?
Ask Dan Mason if the gay community has a problem with this.
Yes, amen. Amen,
let's send
brother.
This right
ask
over.
Elizabeth Edwards.
All right, we're going to get a lovely, lovely little picture
that
here.
That bitch.
I knew I could find you some way to make you say that word.
All right.
Your hand is like permanently on my boob.
Oh my.
Like, stop it, Ann Coulter, okay?
It's called Velcro.
Incidentally, I'd like that picture, Blair, so I can put it out on my Christmas cards. That's what I'd like to send around.
Well, why don't you sit like you were watching football, and we'll get down and tell you. That'll be the Christmas card of all Christmas cards.
Wow.
Oh, no.
No, no,
hey.
No. Ann?
Calm down, Ann.
No touching my beautifully chiseled legs. We do got to hit a break, and when we come back, how about a performance?
I think it's time.
Blair Michaels will perform with us, and also everybody else here that's part of the drag show, right?
Yes. Part of the new cast of Town.
Town.
And Buzz, have you prepared something?
Absolutely.
Yeah, ding, ding, Town, 2009 U Street.
Happy Homovember, and as I look around, I see that turkey is just about gone. The pie is still there.
Mm-hmm.
The cranberry stuff. Oh, and we have whipped cream.
Very good. What was that? I'm sorry. We're easily distracted over here.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes are gone.
Yes. From O'Mara's. It was fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
O'Mara's.
All right.
I just saw that picture of Sanjaya on the wall.
Isn't that nice? Oh, and you got to see the picture of Yaz. Up here. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that you got Yaz.
I couldn't be more thrilled.
Batman and Robin kissing. Ryan Seacrest. That is almost a nude photo of it. Well, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah, I got some tips for anyone that ever has to find pictures like this on the internet.
Right.
Just don't go Google the word gay. You're going to see things you don't want to see, even if you want to see them.
Very good.
It smells like locker room in here, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a big locker room turkey party we're having
Woo,
here.
Woo, and thank you,
Florida Evans. What are you doing? Hey, come here, baby. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you, Bear.
Baby, love you too, man.
God bless you. It's too bad your son has to see you dressed like Florida Evans today.
I'm kind of captivated now, Don.
Oh, are you watching more Spartacus?
I think they're getting Spartacus.
Want
they're
some
about
volume?
They're about to spring him from jail right now. Hello, Spartacus.
Hold on. What'd you do, Rob?
I broke it, Don.
Oh, Rob, I was really getting into it. I was having a good time with it.
This is not a good room to be all thumbs in.
I know. Tell me about it.
Well, you never know. It all depends on what you're into.
I want to hear some dialogue. Do we have dialogue yet?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big action movie. Rob, thank you. There he is. And they're all wearing, like, capes.
Those will come off.
Yeah, for easy access. Look at his nice gay ponytail he's got, too.
Oh, they're putting Spartacus in a cage. They're going to transport him.
Ponytail and a flat top.
Hey, Buzz, outstanding absinthe. If no one has mentioned that to you.
I don't really like it.
Joe, if you could hear us, let's go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Homovember.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, and really, I'm glad we're having the performance coming up because it's getting that wind down that you get after the turkey, just like at somebody's house, where everybody's kind of getting a little sleepy up there.
Can Johnny Depp, loved by gays everywhere,
right,
sing?
Tim and I had spoken about doing the film, and he asked me, you know, do you think you can do it? Do you think you can sing?
Adored by straights as well.
Honestly, I mean, the answer that I gave him was, I don't know. You know, I'll try.
All of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovett. There are two kinds of men and only two.
So one's thank
welcome to Homovember.
Place and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovey, look at you. That we all deserve to die. Even you, Mrs. Lovett, Stephen, I. Because the lives of the wicked should be made brief for the rest of us. Death will be a relief. We all deserve to die.
He can sing.
He sings like an angel.
Never. Oh, I'm so happy he can sing.
Is there anything he can't do?
Hey. On the boards, we call him a triple threat.
You know, I want to say something. I don't get many things from Joe Ardinger, but every time he's in here for 1 second running the board, Joe always gives me a little present.
Oh, that's nice.
A little post-it note with a cartoon on it. And look at the last one.
It says, hi, Mike, and it's a girl with a penis.
Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Joe.
Wayne.
I really appreciate it. Very nice. Thank you.
Where does he find the time?
Right.
I didn't even rejoin yet. Hello. Here we go.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What in the world is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
Morons.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you. I like rape.
Green-eyed lady,
the go-to.
It's
the go-to to take you.
Time for more Homovember.
Yeah.
The party is happening upstairs. I want to thank our cocktail expert, no pun intended, Buzz, who really has mixed maybe his finest batch
smooth,
of absinthe.
Mild. Buzz,
tasty.
There is no one, when we do those shows, no one will have the job except you. You do it better than anybody else.
Thank you. I like to think I know what I'm doing.
Absolutely terrific.
As you go up to watch the show, might I request you fix another one.
Sure. I think Mr. Geronimo and I would like to, start the holiday early.
They are tasty, aren't they?
They're very, very yummy.
Well, on that happy note, why don't you go upstairs?
All
and
right.
Buzz didn't get to participate a lot in the last segment.
No, he did not.
Joe Ardinger has not been upstairs.
Right.
He should be.
So Buzz and Joe are going to go up now to enjoy the Blair Michaels
performance. Off you go.
Wonderful.
Off you go now.
Off with you.
I'm off then.
Off with you.
Off you go. There you go.
Shut up.
And they're making their way up. Rob will be up there, Joe Ardinger, and Buzz Burbank, and we're going to get the performance. The same performance you could see at Washington's
Best
Drag Show.
Now, I'm not really sure exactly how this will work on the air because it's a lip sync, and we're doing a radio show.
That is true.
I'll try and use my voice.
Oh, that Blair, that would be outstanding.
Now, Blair, when you do these drag shows, is it all lip sync or are there some live performances as well?
There are some live people that can actually carry a tune and sound absolutely fabulous. Then there's people like myself who sound like Kermit the Frog in drag.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on, Blair. Here's something that Mike has been saying since we've been announcing we're going to do Homovember, that he thought that this was going to be like the Birdcage.
Right.
Because in the Birdcage, when Gene Hackman gets up on stage, he really does sing with our family.
Mm-hmm.
So do you normally, does the Birdcage give a more exotic feel to your genre?
How does this compare?
Do you understand what I'm asking? Does it romanticize being a drag queen?
This is Shaquita, and we are going to give you the Birdcage because whatever you want, whatever you need, anything you want done, baby, I'll do it naturally.
Wow.
I'm every woman. It's only me. It's only me.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Now, that's called Live Birdcage.
That is fantastic.
And being done in 4-inch heels.
And now, see, Shaquita is part of the permanent cast of the new show Town, which is going to be every Friday and Saturday night starting December 7th.
Talk to me.
And it's going to be at 2009 U Street. It's open every Friday and Saturday night. But the show itself that we're here talking about starts on December 7th. And we are just going to give you a little taste, Shaquita and myself.
A salty taste.
A real salty taste. And my daughter Anne is going to give you a little shtick.
Anne Coulter.
And she does everything live.
She got the stick.
She does live. So I'm Memorex. They're live.
Uh-huh.
Shaquita can be live and Memorex.
Very good.
So, but just for you, by your request, this is just for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Blair Michaels.
Yeah. Bravo.
We wish you a happy Homovember.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
Yeah.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Blair is looking lovely. She's wearing a blue gown. Her hair is up today.
Santa, her baby, I say bring your convertible to light blue.
I could hardly see her Adam's apple.
Santa, baby.
What a lovely wig.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Very Marilyn Monroe.
And I have live fox furs on my arm. Think of all the fun I've missed.
Uh-huh.
Think of all the fellas that I really kissed.
Now, Blair, perform just for Buzz now. Get right close to Buzz,
just
please.
As good.
Sing to me, Blair.
If you just see on my Christmas list.
Buzz, yeah. Sit in Blair's lap.
I will.
Santa's baby.
Wrong.
Really,
let's get him a chair.
I've distracted her.
Man and angel,
Blair can sit in my lap.
Dear Santa baby.
Yeah,
so hurry.
Yeah, sit in Buzz's lap.
There you go.
Tonight.
Let's see what comes up.
Now we're getting somewhere. Hi, Mom. We're getting choreography with this, Buzz?
Oh, yes. I just got a face full of fur.
I have fox fur in my mouth.
I
think it's fox fur.
I worked platinum.
Hey, Buzz, Blair smells great, doesn't she?
Buzzy baby, but hurry down the chimney tonight.
What is that smell?
It's a foxier Alan
Cunningham. Ooh, those are fox tails.
Yeah, Blair.
Sing it.
Buzzy baby.
Oh, yeah.
With the duplex and checks.
Uh-huh.
Don't bounce. Sign your irons on the line. Buzzy baby.
Uh-huh.
And hurry down the
great energy
tonight.
Great.
Let's talk about the first thing that pops up.
Oh, dear.
Ding, ding, ding. My Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
She knows many of the lyrics.
With some decorations bought at Tiffany's.
Now, Buzz,
what's happening now, Rob?
Buzz, are your legs going to sleep?
Believe
I would not say asleep.
She's caressing Buzz's chest.
If you
why did you go ahead and stick your hand underneath Buzz's shirt there?
Baby.
Come on, I let Ann Coulter feel me up.
Oh, yeah. She's doing it.
Her hand's in my shirt.
Wow.
La la.
Oh, hi.
Ooh. Santa baby.
I have nipples,
so
Greg.
Can you milk me?
I'm speechless.
I am.
He's got a nice chest, y'all.
Oh, bravo, Blair.
Thank you, Blair.
Lovely.
Everybody
absolutely lovely performance.
The great Blair Michaels.
It's the great Blair Michaels, ladies and gentlemen.
I have had my Christmas wish, my Thanksgiving twist,
and
my stocking stuffed all in one moment.
That's delightful.
Thank you, Blair. That was a beautiful performance.
Oh, thank
now,
you.
Now, what will Shaquita be doing for us, Blair?
What you should know before you know that is that all that time, Shaquita was changing before my very eyes into Tina Turner.
Look so at her. Changing right up
in
the...
Goodness.
Oh, my God. She
looks fabulous.
She's got the big wig. She's got the shimmy dress. She's ready to go.
Okay, we're ready.
And she's got the heels, Buzz.
Yes, she does.
Getting the music
all right, well,
together.
we're going to let you know that while she's doing a quick little primp, every Friday and Saturday night,
yes.
We're very proud of this.
Uh-huh.
Town is the newest club in D.C. It is, after 20 years... The gay community finally has a gay-owned, gay-operated nightclub and show bar of its very
own.
Look
around, cafe.
Ed Bailey has spared no expense to make sure that everybody in the community can come, but they want everybody to know it's gay-owned, gay-operated, and it's going to have the fabulous drag show starting December 7th.
I urge everyone to come.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Homo Joe in?
They'll let you anybody. Honey, they'll let Don and Mike in.
Oh, cool.
Now Blair.
We know you went to WET one time, so we're going to get you to come to town.
Blair, like a drag show, anybody can come to these. It's not just for the gay audience,
no,
right?
No.
You welcome everybody to that,
everybody,
right?
Everybody's money is as green as the next person.
Very good.
But no, seriously, everybody's welcome. It's a show. It's a Las Vegas meets Broadway show.
Sure is.
Derek Brown is our choreographer and our stage manager, and it's X Faction Dance Company. He choreographs a lot of our stuff for
Where's
us.
Where's our next act? I feel like I'm
it's coming. It's
Are
she's
you ready?
Ready to go.
She's
Are we ready,
up?
Ladies and gentlemen?
Very
from,
good.
From town, give it up for Shaquita Lee.
Shaquita Lee.
As Tina Turner.
Shaquita Lee.
As Tina Turner.
As Tina Turner. Happy Homovember, everybody.
One.
Push play. All right, y'all, put your hands together
there
now.
Oh, yeah. There,
oh, yeah.
You know? Every now and then, you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy.
Where's my absinthe?
But there's just one thing.
Yeah, Buzz, can we get some more absinthe down?
You see, we never, ever do anything.
Ever.
Nice.
Nice.
Easy.
Uh-huh.
We always do it nice. Nice.
She's doing really funky.
Rough.
Here. Yeah.
But I'm going to take a minute of this song and do it easy. Then we're going to do the finish. Rough.
Oh.
That's the way we do. Proud Mary.
Yeah.
And we're rolling.
Sing it from there.
Rolling. Rolling on the rib. Don and Mike, check this out.
Yeah.
Left a good job in the city.
Sing it, girl.
Man.
Working for my man every night and day.
Talk to me.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
Make it spit for the captain.
Worry about the way the thing might have been.
Shave Rob's balls.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Turn those wheels.
Suck a D.
Primary keep on burning.
Baby.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
We're rolling.
They're all down.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
On the river.
Playing a lot of paints in Memphis.
Yes.
Oh, popped a lot of chain down in New Orleans.
Don and Mike Blair and
that
Ann
I
Coulter
never saw the good
right
side
now.
Of the city until Don and Mike hooked on this riverboat queen.
Must be incredible,
yeah, yeah.
Rob.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Let's I'm in
get
awe.
Us another drink.
Mary, keep on burning.
Rolling.
And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Said we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Oh, here we go.
On the river.
Oh, a little shimmy.
Booty shake.
Yeah, baby, here
end.
We go now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, baby.
She's doing it. If
Come
you could
now.
See what I see. Hey, now.
Hey, now. We getting a lot of
almost
shimmy
got
and
rock.
Oh, my God. She almost just kicked my teeth in. High kicking and dancing and shimmying and I don't know what all.
There's lots of dancing going on up there.
Shaquita Hill, a very talented. I'm sorry, Shaquita Lee. Very, very talented performer.
What a sturdy woman.
How are her gams, Rob?
Great. They look as if they were carved from a stately elm.
So you're getting the whole shimmying now, huh?
The whole thing. It's great.
Well, I don't mean to burst anyone's bubble, but it's a man, baby.
Yeah, you know what? We realize she's a man when she does those high kicks.
Yes, I
do. Another splits.
Oh, a split?
Yes.
We got a split?
She has calves like Jerome Bettis.
Man, I can't believe wow. She could do a split.
All the way, baby.
Turn in. Yeah. Do it, baby.
Rolling. Rolling. Rolling on the river. Rolling. Rolling.
rolling on the river.
There's our goddamn drinks, Buzz. We need better service at our table, please.
God damn it, where's our absinthe?
Everybody else is sucking on absinthe and we don't have any.
We're sitting here, we're trying to do this. Think this is easy? Happy Epping Thanksgiving.
I mean, for God's sakes. They were kissing me.
And incidentally, if you're stuck in traffic, you're welcome.
Where's my drink?
Bravo.
Thank you.
Now, I would go downtown to see that. I would go downtown to see that show.
Now, that was live and Memorex.
Beautiful.
That was amazing.
Beautiful job, all of you ladies. Beautiful.
Impressive and confusing.
She's taking her wig off.
Oh, she's taking the wig off.
Now I am confused.
Wow. As we like to say, that a boy, girl.
Oh. Ike, don't be confused, Ike. I swear I eat the cake. I ate that sweet potato pie. Thank you so much.
Message for Ike.
You know, I got the impression, seriously, Shaquita was here earlier than anybody else, and I believe Shaquita has been waiting all day to do just that.
Come out of the show.
Absolutely. Great job, Shaquita.
Thank you.
And then you, of course, Blair Michaels.
Don and Mike, we should take a group of people down to the show and watch it, and maybe take a tape.
What, Joe?
Take that recorder and go down to the show and maybe see the show.
Yeah,
with a group of people.
You are absolutely most invited to opening night if you'd like.
Oh, we'd love to.
We're going to have
we are busy.
Your favorite girl. I can unbusy you real quick.
I'll
put that picture of you and I up on the internet. Or the picture of Buzz and I on the internet.
Put all of our pictures on the internet.
You know, seriously, Blair, we hope you put all those pictures up because we'd love to have you do that. We have no problem with that at all.
You know we will. But I want to give you one more special treat.
All right.
Okay.
This is a special thing for you guys down in the lower level, as we like to say, upstairs, downstairs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, in this building, they're on the lower level.
That's right.
Ann Coulter, come on down.
Oh, here comes Ann. Ann's performance.
Ann Coulter is here.
Yeah, we're going to.
Ann's performance.
She's going to give you a little shtick.
She's got some fox fur, too.
She's got the stick, too.
Ann Coulter could be the center for the Washington Wizards.
Very tall drink of water.
Very tall and lengthy.
And this Ann Coulter lookalike we've got. You see, it's a man, baby. Hey, oh, hold on, Cats. We got to break first.
We have to break, and then we will get Ann Coulter's performance, okay?
Okay, we'll do a sound check or so.
Yeah, do a sound check, and we'll come back to you guys.
We need some more drinks, and also we need some more spin the bottle fun.
Okay.
And maybe next time we'll, how about we play spin the finger?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Spin the finger.
Because if it lands on you, you get to put your finger anywhere you want.
And if it smells like cologne, leave it alone. I guess they're not listening to us.
We're listening to you.
That's all right.
Okay. Joe, you want to take us to break?
Don and Mike to break, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fancy dates you got here.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Aww.
We got distracted. Matt just walked into the studio.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He sure has shown a lot of skin, isn't he?
And not even. And he was looking into the guy's eyes, not paying attention.
Happy Turkey Day.
Do the opposite of reducing the volume.
Happy Homovember, everybody.
Sweet potatoes with my family.
Right.
Gonna eat till I'm blue.
Happy Homovember.
Sweet potatoes with my family. Tryptophan will make me snooze.
Thank you.
That's all there is.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're effing him like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Where'd that one come from? Thank you,
bottom
Dr. Bill.
Buddies. Wow. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are bottom buddies.
Been saving it for a long time. Special day for Homovember. Oops. Where'd that music go? There it is.
It is a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day, boy.
Everybody is enjoying their fabulous Homovember celebration.
There are only two people who are not having a great time.
Yes.
Their names are me and you.
Well, disappointment is the order of the day, as we have only been able to enjoy one of our fabulous green drinks.
Here's the deal. We invite a bunch of our gay friends to come for Homovember.
We do.
And they totally bogart the entire bottle of good absinthe.
Yeah, now, all I've been told is that the bitter is what we have left. And my question is, how skillful is our bartender with the bitter?
Very skillful.
Aye.
All depends on who the bartender is.
That's correct.
Mike, you sound a little like Larry King. Do you like the bitter?
You like the bitter?
You like the bitter?
Buzz, what can you do with the... Now, what is the bitter stuff?
It's just bitter. And I'll try to add a lot of sugar to it, but I don't know if it'll help.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty bitter.
What is this stuff that we have? What is the stuff we have left?
The stuff we have left is called Oliva, I believe it's pronounced, and it was created by our friend Jacob at greenferry.org.
Oh, that's tough.
And we didn't like it as well as the 1792 that he sells that we normally drink.
But it's a lot more powerful, isn't it?
Why didn't we give the Ad Bay upstay to the A-gays?
yay.
Hindsight, hey, honey 20.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, They
so all we have now is a refrigerator full of beer.
Yeah, well, all of our absinthe is in our gay friends' bellies right
yes,
now.
Yes, that is true.
Come and get it.
Yay, Buzz.
That or I'm going to ask for a refund.
Now, something amazing has happened up here, guys.
What's that, Robbie?
You know how sometimes a really good-looking girl is even better looking, like if she just puts on a football jersey and a baseball hat?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, Blair Michaels is wearing a sweatshirt and a baseball hat. But still, all the makeup and the long earrings, and now
she must look wonderful.
I'm really confused.
As pretty as ever.
Yeah.
Really, no difference.
I think
one of the girls who's one of the boys who's one of the girls. Go Redskins!
Yeah. Generally speaking, Blair, everybody, Ann Coulter, Tina Turner, Charlie Brown, everybody has a weird name up there.
Uh-huh.
All you gay folks, have you had a good time at Homovember?
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. There you go. That's the review
and
you
got. And
we've
got a fabulous meal by O'Meara's Restaurant
and
Pub.
Oh, thank you, Blair.
And don't forget the tonight happening at O'Meara's.
Oh, yes, tonight. If you all don't know this already.
Here it is, a hired pitchman.
Oh, please don't.
The fabulous Mike O'Meara's Turkey Baster Pajama Party 2007. Right. You are invited.
And Blair, I want to tell you something. Mike would like you to be a special guest tonight.
We don't wear pajamas.
Only if
though.
I can have jugs like the ones that are on this girl in the picture.
Oh my God! Wow.
But you have to. It's a pajama party.
Don't
come
PJs.
In something you sleep in, because I know about anybody else, but I sleep in the nude.
Me too.
Oh,
so
my.
And Homo Joe said he would come, but Rob already told him he had to wear something.
Wow.
That's a motto I try to live with. Don't come in something you're going to be sleeping in.
So yes, come down to Mike O'Meara's Turkey Baster Pajama Party, and it starts at...
How do you feel, Mike? Blair Michaels is now reading your plug.
I've never been more thrilled. I've never been more thrilled.
It's from 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
7 to 10, and it's exclusively accessed...
Where's the next bit of entertainment we have?
Ooh, yes, let's go.
She's right here, ready to go.
Now, of all of the drag queens we've had, I believe that with no... Blair, you're the most beautiful, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Blair really put together.
Oh, you upset Tina Turner.
And I forewarn you, don't go down the avenue you're about to go to. You have two drag
queens.
Let me
just say that you are you are both beautiful.
Yes.
There you
but
go.
There is something about the Ann Coulter.
Something magical.
I agree. I don't know if it's the toned arms.
The height in general, 6'5", of beautiful, politically active women.
I think it's the chilling accuracy in which she recreates one of the great political minds of our time.
Either way.
Tussauds.
Chilling would be the accurate adjective there.
I know that our Ann Coulter is going to be the end to our Homovember spectacular.
This is
going to
be the final performance.
Mm-hmm. This is it.
And we're very excited about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ann C. Michaels.
As Ann Coulter.
Coulter Michaels.
Yay.
Yay.
Here come the music.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
Homer us.
A warm welcome.
We're waiting on the music. How's it going, Matt?
You're effing him like a Thanksgiving turkey.
I love this show.
And my love in a very odd way. From a distance, we connected.
Wow.
He was in his own world, and I was in mine. We were so
What do you think this cat's father is thinking right now?
One sleepless night, my desire to flight. So I thought, hey, go online.
It's a show tune.
Maybe find a chat room for the lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my screen appeared an instant message Buzz. From a boy who claimed to be my one and only.
She's holding a laptop
and
computer.
And it was type, 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 and type in quicksand. I love you. Yeah. Type, 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 and type in quicksand. Be mine.
This is dramatic.
Satellites above.
It's all about George.
America's in love.
George Bush.
In love because America's online.
Oh.
She's licking the laptop. She's licking the laptop?
Yes. For hours on end.
Sticky keys.
And he sounded
Buzz, has there been a
like
costume
a
change
cutie.
Or is she still in the leather miniskirt?
Still in leather.
Sending pictures at all.
This is interesting.
Mike, would you change Niagara Falls?
Your beauty.
Never,
but
Rob.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara.
We arranged to meet at the Starbucks in the square.
Who smells love?
And I would wear my sweater.
I don't mean like the generic.
Rob A.
Right.
I'm talking about I smell.
Can you see Anne's wishbone?
I'm tired after drinking those mochaccino things for hours.
Now she's pretending she has to pee.
Type,
I hope the restroom's open.
Where were you?
Is this an original number?
Type in quicksand.
I don't know what else you would call it.
Are you not your turtle
dove? Homo November.
I thought we were in love.
Uh-huh.
In love because America's online.
Are you happy with the party, Joe?
I started getting desperate. So I did.
Joe, are you happy
Google
with the party?
Oh, I'm very happy.
See if his address yeah. could be
extremely
retrieved.
From the toes yeah. to the thighs.
But the name he
so
gave
happy
was
he's gay.
Phony, and I was left there. In
the
a
song continues.
And my every email came back not received.
It's all about the sticky keys on the keyboard, John.
Well, I did type,
who wants
type,
to have
type
a sword fight?
Where are you?
Who wants to play Battling
type,
Streams?
Type in quicksand.
Right now, let's go to the men's room. Battling Streams.
I have searched the internet.
Don't cross the streams, Don.
But I haven't found him yet.
You know, I'm listening to this,
now
and
I'm
not even watching it, and my jaw is agape.
Mike, you have to picture a man who's dressed like a beautiful woman, Ann Coulter.
6 foot five, 118 pounds.
You find this hard
oh
to
my
believe.
God.
This person's a homosexual, which is that's why we're doing Homo November.
Curse the satellites above.
How many Thanksgiving celebrations have live entertainment?
Because America's online.
Yeah, everybody.
Thank God for AOL.
Hate you.
Thank God for scadlover.com.
It's just chocolate.
America.
Just don't look at my profile.
Online.
Oh, yeah. Put that face in my book.
Yeah. That is just incredible. That's a perfectmatch.com moment right there. What is that from, guys? What was
What's
that?
What's it from, man?
Tell us a little bit.
An off-Broadway show called Musical.
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 Not, well, not on Broadway?
Musical.
No, was, wow. We played it at the old studio, or Club 54.
Rob Spiewak is a huge Broadway fan. You know
I
that,
love the show tunes, but old school.
And he majored in theater arts.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You lettered in it.
That's right. I lettered in it.
No, you didn't major in it. Okay.
I majored in broadcasting, which is why I'm here today.
All right, one more spin the bottle. One more spin the bottle.
Very good.
Right. At this time,
spin
really.
All right, we're going to spin the bottle. We're going to spin the bottle.
A real.
Who's spinning it this time?
A real open mouth kiss on microphone.
Oop.
Who's going to spin it?
Who's going to spin?
Why don't you spin, Matt?
Matt's going to
spin. Matt the Pollock is going to spin.
That means he gets to choose who to kiss, right?
I think.
Well, no, whoever it lands on, he kisses.
Whoever it lands
whoever
on.
Whoever points at.
I love you ever play spin the bottle, my friend?
We just skipped the bottle
and
part.
And it's a setup. It's me.
Yay.
Oh, it's Blair.
Blair Michaels.
All right, Matt.
I have to do this because it's Thanksgiving, and this was the first show I was ever on a national radio show,
uh-huh.
And this person I was on with, Homo Joe, this is for you.
Blair is kissing Homo Joe.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Oh, I love you.
Make out. Would you guys make out?
That's it for the kiss?
Boing.
Oh, dear. Oh, bravo.
There's a kiss.
Lovely.
Oh, no, and he's wearing a great shade of lipstick now.
How am I going to explain
a
that to the dog?
Shade of lipstick.
A shade of lipstick.
Of
lipstick. I thought
I said
he said something.
S-word.
Yes, no. I thought that was
You
shade.
Never can tell. Shade as Chuck of Berry sang.
Al, what a great celebration it has been.
Sure was. Thank you, Donna Mike, for everything. You guys are awesome.
Are we ready for some goodbyes?
I think, yes, it's time. It's
not to press forward.
Like all great parties, everything must come to an end.
Oh. What? All right. Do you have any closing goodbyes or any closing thoughts? Miss Tina Turner.
Yes, I am Shaquita Lee, and I want to thank Mike and Don for having me on their show today. And also, you can catch me at, I'm going to be at the new club called Town. That's on 8th and U Street Northwest. Also, if you're not a big club person, you can also catch me at Club Chaos on 17th and Q. I do drag queen bingo on Tuesday nights.
Love drag
the bingo.
Queen
and also,
bingo.
For those of you who don't like to come to the club, I'm putting on a Broadway production of The Colored Purple, but it's The Colored Twisted. And it's all done in lip sync and drag, where the girls play the guys and the guys play the girls as lip sync. It's at the Theoc Theater, 1901 Mississippi Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C.
Great car, great theater.
And I'm going to leave two tickets that you can call in to Don and Mike Show and win to come to see Shaquita Lee's production.
Oh, that's too generous. That's as generous as Rob Scrotum.
And also,
it might be smooth.
And also, I'm giving away two tickets to my first night at Town. You can call and get Mike and Don. They will call and let me know who the two names are. And there will be two tickets at the door for you for my first
Michael
performance
Hughes
at Town.
Michael Hughes and Chris Kennard.
Those are our big winners.
There you go.
All right, thank you. Who's next on the goodbye parade, Robbie?
Annabeth Coulter.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Annabeth, any final words?
Woohoo! Rob's standing really far away. I wonder why. Is it about the rub?
And see.
Anyway, I want to thank you all for having me here. And I am
is that your real voice?
It is. The boy voice.
My God, you had your hand
He's
on my boob for like
seduce
3 minutes. All right, go ahead, Ann. I'm sorry. No,
this is my real voice.
Ann Coulter.
Give him the Beetlejuice voice. Daughter. Yeah, we come for your daughter, Chuck. Anyway. I'm not playing anywhere for 2 weeks. I'm in New York, so I'm not going to plug anything. I have to get back to the farm tomorrow and a couple of castrations. I offered Rob a special discount package, but he didn't seem to be interested.
Good luck and have a nice weekend of castrating.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bulls.
He is getting his package discounted, though.
I have no idea why I'm such a big part of that person's life all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I'm discounted.
Who's next, Robbie?
It's Blair Michaels in a baseball hat.
Well, Michaels. You know, lipstick and paint makes a man what he ain't, as I'd like to say. Thanks, Don and Mike, for having me and having part of the cast and my daughter here. It's been a lot of fun seeing Joe again, and I really wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving, and I want to give a shout-out real quick to my husband of 17 years, Brad. I want to give a shout-out to my family, and I want to remind everybody, go to towndc.com.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Blair.
Wonderful job, Blair. Thank you.
Want to hear from the folks that you employ, Mike?
No.
Okay.
I think you should.
Here's
They're dreaming. Well, Don and Mike, it's Homo Joe once again. Thank you again, as always. You really support the gay community in more ways than they really know. And you're really down to earth, and we love you from the community side. And I want to thank everybody, and I wish everybody a wonderful holiday. Love and light to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
We love you, too, and thank you to all of our homo.
A round of applause for all of you.
That came down
Good
today.
Night, and God bless.
We close with the blabbermouth, Charlie Brown.
Okay, Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's right, the guy from the Internet, one of our Internet listeners.
Internet.
I would like to thank Don and Mike, of course, and I would like to wish Simon a happy birthday. I will see him tonight, and I would like to apologize to Beth. Sorry I can't see you for Thanksgiving, and I love the Core 4.
There you go.
There you go.
What was all that about?
That was coded message.
Was that like M15 or something?
I don't speak gay.
MS-13.
MS-13.
Coded message. Anybody else?
I'm going to shave my balls.
Thank you, Rob.
We're going to put whipped cream on Matt.
Well, that's good. Now it's time, just like in the birdcage, for everybody to dance down
the
stairs.
Here comes whipped cream to Matt. Here it is.
All right, yeah.
Here it comes.
Put the whipped cream on.
Down the pan.
It's everywhere. Oh, my.
They're putting whipped cream down.
Oh, in his nipples.
Blair is stuffing whipped cream into Matt's mouth. And licking it off his chest.
Licking the whipped cream off.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. He is our dessert.
Well, good. We're feeding him to the wolves.
All right. Allowing gay people to lick whipped cream off me?
I think that's part of the job, man.
Number one intern, guys. Gotta run.
He thanks the number one intern.
What a wonderful day.
I'm not happy.
All right, we'll go ahead.
Merry Paula Thanksgiving.
Devour the boy. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanksgiving.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Well, that's it. Don't you feel like you do at a real Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Like, everybody get out.
And, you know, also like a real Thanksgiving, we ran out of the good booze.
Yeah, early on. And, we, you know, hey, look, if we can't get the sweet, we'll drink the bitter.
Damn.
I really would like to try the bitter.
Do you like the bitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
What's Uncle Buzz doing right now?
Uncle Buzz?
He's upstairs.
Oh, here he is. Here he is.
Buttoning his jeans.
Somebody had to finish the whipped cream.
Hi there.
Hi. Somebody had to finish the whipped cream.
Oh, very good.
So what did you lick the whipped cream off?
No, of course not. That was a joke.
Oh.
They're feeding on Matt right now?
They were. I think they're finished now. Okay.
So everybody satisfied up there?
The whipped cream has little curly hairs in it.
Little curly Matt hairs.
Everybody is delighted. I wish you could see Blair without the hair.
That's okay.
It's really neat.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad everybody had a good time.
Every bit is pretty. Mm-hmm.
We're up to the news, right?
You want to? Yeah, let's.
It's not want to. It's have to.
It's Buzz, is that bitter stuff worth trying?
We could try it. I'll dump a lot of sugar into it. We'll see. You want me to pop it open?
Well, how long have we been talking about?
Jesus
Christ!
I have been busy. I've had drag queens on my lap. How can I pour when I have drag queens on my lap?
If I had a nickel.
He's making his way out. He's moving up. Is that the stuff?
Yeah, this is the stuff right here. This was the early days of this formula. He was just trying this out, and it was still a little bitter. I understand he's improved it since then. So if you want to try the Oliva's Dream.
What happened to the 10 bottles that guy sent me when I bet on the Colts in the Super Bowl with
you
that guy?
You took it all home.
I didn't take 10 bottles of absinthe home. I swear to Christ, I took one bottle home.
Aside from this stuff, I only saw a partial bottle of our favorite, the 1792.
Yeah, we don't have any more 1792 here.
We need better quality inventory control here. Inventory control.
I'll speak to Rizzo.
Don't we have that eye in the sky? Someone should go through the security tape to see who's been stealing our absinthe.
See somebody walking out the door with an armful of bottles of absinthe.
Look, it's Beth Ann.
She did it. All right, well, we're just waiting quietly.
She sold it and bought herself some breasts.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need cups. I'm going to need ice. I'm going to need sugar. Man, I'm going to need water.
We are up to the news, really,
yes.
Right?
Yes, we are.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, and the news, of course, is with...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's right.
With Buzz.
Johnny Buzz. Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
What you looking at there?
Checking your papers?
One last thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be a deer and share.
Put this on the internet, would you please?
I will. It's hot, baby.
Now, Christina Aguilera is pregnant.
Yes.
Oh.
Very pregnant.
Yeah. Now, she's not that pregnant that you can tell from this picture.
Really?
She's getting out of a car, and she's pulling a Britney.
Really?
She doesn't have underpants on, except she really is really pulling a Britney.
What about the vagina?
Okay. Take a look. Take a look, Mike.
Hello.
If you look real close, you can almost see the crown of the baby's head.
That is delightful. Delightful. Got to love those sweater skirts.
That is one, I guess, is that
Is that the thing in Hollywood now? None of them are wearing underwear.
That's what John Stamos does, so I don't know.
Look at her.
I want to know how long she is, because I want to make sure it's okay to say that's sensuous.
I think she's like 6 months.
I think you can actually see, I've seen other pictures of her where you can see the little belly, the little round belly. But here, you can't really tell. She looks like she's really struggling to get out of that car.
Struggling.
Boy, but I tell you, it's from the top of the light pole all the way down to...
Sure is.
All the way down to you-know-what.
She doesn't shave.
No, she doesn't.
She's generous as well.
Mm-hmm. We'll put that on DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
All right.
And Buzz, let me see, what else? Do you have OJ... Wants to move to Cuba?
No, I heard about that, but I didn't have that today.
Yeah, and the last thing then from the What's Happening file would be the doctor that did the plastic surgery on Kanye West mom walked off the Frog Show last night.
Yeah, he actually, and here's the thing that was weird about it. You know, he was scheduled to be on there. He had this whole plan, and he let Larry know, like, after he was sitting down and all mic'd up. It was very, very strange.
Everybody's walking off Larry's show.
Well, this was one where he was supposed to show up, and he was actually supposed to be there and do the interview. And he made this decision, but as opposed to telling the producers that he wasn't going to go on the show because he was respecting the family, he waited until Larry sat him down and was going to begin the interview.
Well, you know what? There's been so much gay fun here today, we don't have the tape.
Is there a mix-up that we don't have it?
No, we had it. We just can't find it.
All right, well, we'll have it next.
My apologies. The wheels have come off here in the last
You know, the wheels would not have come off.
If we had had
That's right.
our hooch.
We would have been fine.
Right, because I'm sobering up now.
I know. It was like that quick buzz, and then bingo, it was gone.
Nice, though, wasn't it?
It was nice. Oh, you made a great one, that last one.
What are you doing? I'm trying to get this disc
out. And now the machine has eaten the disc that we're supposed to be playing?
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to stammer. And I don't do that normally.
I can't help
it. Because
I'm mixing absinthe.
Oh, are you mixing it right now?
Sure.
All right, you doing a little taste test over there?
Not yet. We're just getting started.
We do not have the Larry King tape. We do not have our drinks. Let's play some commercials, and we'll come back. We'll do news and comments. Then we'll
all go. Oh, you found it.
We'll go be miserable with our families.
Found it?
When we come back?
No, let's hear it now.
Jesus Christ. Swear to God.
Somebody's going to get hit.
Right. It's just like any Thanksgiving.
That's right. Traditional.
Get in. I have had unusual situations in 50 years of broadcasting. Tonight only adds to the list. As we go on the air, Dr. Adams, who arrived a little late because of plane difficulties, is in our green room with his attorney talking to our producers. Dr. Adams apparently received a letter late today from the family of Donda West, the late Donda West, threatening that if he were to go on this program and give any kind of attention to Miss West or her family, they would ask the California Medical Board to decertify him, literally taking away his license to practice medicine.
Sure, sure.
He has said he does not want to break any promises to that family. We have said to him we'll discuss things other than Donda West about him and his practice, and he is now deciding what to do.
Larry sounds a little frustrated there, doesn't he?
Well, imagine he's Larry King. He does not prepare for any of this.
And they tell him he's going to get the hottest guy in the news, the guy that they're claiming killed Kanye West's mother.
When did John Norman start producing Larry King Live?
Last minute. It's nice to hear the guys on CNN get this crap, isn't it?
Welcome to Larry King Live, Dr. Jan Adams, the plastic surgeon who performed plastic surgery on the late Donda West. And I understand you want to say something.
Yeah, Larry, what I really want to say is I want to thank you for this opportunity. Basically, I had come here to talk about things in the press that aren't accurate about me. But I have a tremendous amount of love and respect for the West family, and they've asked me not to go on. And I've said from the very beginning, I don't have a side in this. They are my side. And so I'm going to respect their wishes. And I'm going to apologize to you because I think I'm taking up your airtime. But I will not.
Meanwhile, Larry really is going, don't go. Stay. I don't have anything else prepared.
I'll be on the show and I will not discuss any of that. I'm going to honor their wishes. Okay.
Meaning you won't answer any questions about anything.
None.
All right. Then when you ever answer questions, where does this go?
Well, I will talk with them.
Mrs. West.
Because right now, you got to understand, the wheels in Larry King's prehistoric brain are moving very slowly, like one of the machines on the Flintstones.
Right.
He's just figuring out, if you leave, no one will be here, right?
Call the kids. Get Chance and Cannon over here.
I will talk with them. When they're comfortable, then I'll be comfortable. If they're never comfortable, then I'll never be comfortable. They are what's important to me. I said that from the start. And that's what I'll continue to honor.
Then just a few things having nothing to do with them. Don't you want to speak out?
No.
You don't want to?
No. I do not.
And then he gets up and he makes a dramatic exit. This guy's a stain.
But I'm going to honor their wishes.
Great move, because Larry is left sitting there going,
yeah.
The answer's easy. Just call Jamie Farr.
So where'd you go to medical school?
This is kind of ridiculous.
This guy.
Why do you favor rape?
You know, the background on this guy leading up to this was a supreme attention whore who went on all the shows, loved to be the plastic surgeon to the stars. Yeah. And now, you know, even if you're going to say, hey, I'm going to honor the family's wishes, then stay the hell out of the media, period.
Agreed. My question would be, how did the frog fill the rest of the hour?
Apparently, he had people that were in plastic surgery. He did have other people he could go to because the subject was plastic surgery gone wrong. So he did have others that he could do an interview with.
I would have guessed something like, well, we don't have a guest. Joey Bishop passed away a month ago. Here's an interview I did with Joey back in 1971.
Get the stock footage out.
Or doesn't he always go to the Sinatra?
He loves that.
The Sinatra interview, the one time he interviewed Frank Sinatra.
A day doesn't go by that I don't miss Johnny Carson.
It's very, very nice, but you're walking out, you're leaving me? What are you doing there? But it was a total grandstand, and it was transparent when the guy did that. It pissed me off.
All right, well, that's all the stuff that we got in the current world of current events.
Have you tried this new stuff yet? I can't drink it. No. Buzz is absolutely right.
I put in three times, four times the normal amount of sugar and water.
How you doing?
You okay with that?
How you doing?
And you don't mind the bitter?
Starts with M, ends with N, put an A in between, and that's what I am.
A man.
Goddamn right.
A man, baby.
Well, you better grab me a W and an O, because I'm not drinking this crap.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
This one's for you, Buzz.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Oh, no, not that one, Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
What's the word from Planet Crepa?
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, Homovember.
Yeah.
Oh, boy!
He's here.
Gayest Thanksgiving show ever. Homo Joe, and get ready for this now. It's going to be integrated. Not only will we have gay men, but we'll have... lesbian women.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
Daddy like.
Well, gay man.
Daddy like a lot.
Lesbian women and a live performance by DC drag diva Blair Michaels.
Oh, fantastic.
All of this tomorrow in beautiful gay surround smell-o-vision. Homo, I'm not sure what you would call this. Homo-vision?
Homo-vision is perfect.
I like that.
Homo vision is exciting. I didn't know we were going to have lesbians, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wear a top hat.
Well,
and nothing else.
I guess Joe was, Joe or Rob, someone was, Joe Ardinger, not Homo Joe, was talking to Homo Joe. And,
right.
And Homo Joe said there have been so many responses from lesbians.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Saying, how come this is a sausage party only?
I think that's discrimination. Good I think question. We should incorporate all gays into our lifestyle.
The community has been clamoring.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, gay is as gay does. That's tomorrow on the show, Homovember.
And with Blair Michaels, you get a little bit of both.
Yeah, and you never know which.
Right.
Also, don't forget to check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Right.
And our sister site, firejoegibbs.com.
Which is getting an overwhelming amount of hits.
Right. And also, hello to the girl next door.
Ah, yes. Well, we didn't notice that much with the last break because there's a lady that's been... Changing shall we
clothes.
Say. Really not changing. We really, it's far away. We can't, we're not like peeping
we're
toms.
Pretty sure.
It is finally what we've been praying for. Our studios are next to an apartment building that's been
renovated.
Refurbished.
Just for the last year and a half, they've been tearing it down, building it back up.
It's a condo.
Doesn't even look like anyone's living in half of the units. Well, today, there's a woman who is pulling on her jeans, putting on her top.
Right.
Checking herself out.
Yeah, and we were too. And we weren't making any secret of it. And I think that she's either seeing us and not caring or she's not noticing. And she didn't even notice when you waved.
There was five of us standing out on the porch in front of the radio station
swearing
at her. Five guys at the same time saying, take your top off.
But that wasn't the big story from the last break. When we went outside in the last break, it was the smell of grape soda. Buzz and I smelled grape soda or grape Kool-Aid.
It's always something.
And
here.
I mean, it's always something. It's either styrofoam floating from the sky. Uh-huh. I think we're all going to have like a third eye after working outside.
There are many health hazards where we work. But I'll tell you what, it makes
today,
it all worthwhile.
Sure.
We've been waiting. How long have we been waiting for this? For over a year.
Yeah. Finally, there was a woman really... changing her clothes in front of her high-rise window.
I've still got a crick in my neck.
And we were watching her.
Right.
I haven't had a grape soda in over 27 hours.
We're not sure. It turned from grape soda to electrical fire.
Yeah.
We're not quite sure where it came from.
Well, that's what I like in a grape soda.
But I mean, when
taste of ozone.
When you're outside of our building here at on Rockville Pike, you could actually go outside, and there are different odors that we've gotten time and time again. It's a very strange place to be.
Look, how close were you standing to Joe when you picked up this
Joe
odor?
Was the last one to come out, and he said, sounds like somebody fried an alternator.
Can we please stop talking about the smell and talk about the girl?
I'm sorry. Because the girl was not in the window during the last break.
Would you look out the window right now?
Yeah,
you,
I've got a bird's eye view.
You can see the window to the apartment.
She's up there. I'm not lying.
She's at the window right now.
She is at the window right now.
You're kidding.
She's waving?
She's fluffing her hair.
Oh, she's fluffing her hair.
Turn the light down.
I thought she was waving. But yeah, there she is.
Yeah, she just walked away from the window.
Long, dark hair.
She just walked away. She does have long, dark
hair. You can hear Don riffling the blinds.
Right.
Please don't pull those blinds down.
Here, yeah, she's there again. She's putting on her jacket.
Oh, putting on a
she's
jacket.
She's going out for the evening.
Yeah.
I'm going to wave to her and say, will you cut it out with that light, please, hey, for God's sake?
Thought she was done.
Yo, give me the bullhorn. Give me the bullhorn.
Here's the deal. She uses the window as a mirror, so she's not seeing us.
All right, Don's Rob's getting the bullhorn. She's away from the window again. She's away from the window.
There she goes.
What are you going to do with the bullhorn?
Going to go yell at her.
Why?
Not mainly.
Well, you'll ruin it.
Yeah.
This is something that should be cultivated.
This is a secret.
This should be cultivated. We won't be able to hear you. You're going to be outside.
Oh, Rob, open the door. You'll hear him.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. He's going outside now. He's outside.
She's still not at the window.
Let's hear.
It scared the crows.
He's scaring her. You're scaring her.
Scared the crows.
No, there's not an emergency. Stop it. You're ruining our fun. If you do that, she'll never come by again. Yes, he is.
Yes, you are.
No, stop it. Oh, she's now. She's. I see her head. Yes, she's at the window. Yes, I do.
She's at the window. Yes,
wave. Now she's looking. She's not waving. She's just staring down at him now. There she's going now. She's gone. She's gone forever. Wait, now she's still there.
I don't know if she can see us or hear us.
I don't know if she can see us or hear us either.
Oh, God. She's out of sight.
She's out of sight now. Out of sight, out of mind. Did you see? How do you like that with you just standing there staring down at you? What is that lunatic doing down there?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Will she ever come back? That is the question. I'm not quite sure. Oh, the light is turned off now.
Oh.
The light is turned off.
Show's over.
But she was getting ready to go out. She's putting her jacket on. She had her purse.
We'll watch her every night.
She's on her way over.
Yes. And you just.
Rob!
What is the deal?
Damn it, Rob.
What is the deal with what?
Scared of the dark.
Jesus Christ.
Can you be any more asexual?
Well, I know. I mean, it's women.
You know what it is? I forgot.
What?
He's having his balls cut off tomorrow.
Okay, now hold it.
He says hold it.
It's just a consultation, and they won't cut my balls off.
Here's the deal. What are you doing, Mike?
All the lights. Get away.
It's a war of
get
the lights.
Stop it.
Get away.
Stop it.
Get away.
Stop it.
Don't fight, guys.
All right. There we go.
The deal is that
we Rob, stop that, damn it.
We keep trying to turn the lights off in here so we can see this woman
hey,
in her
Don,
apartment.
Hey, right. Don, I'd like to do the show this way every day.
I am blind.
That's right. Your thingy over there, the instant replay, doesn't have lights, does it? It doesn't have the, unless you press it, that's when the light goes off.
Welcome to Night Calls on the Don and Mike Show.
She's
tonight.
Gone. Yeah. She's long gone.
She'll be back.
Tomorrow is promised to no one as we do the show in the total dark.
That sounds like Clint Eastwood.
Why you turn the light on, fag?
Hey, stop. I'm not a fag. Stop it.
No, here's what was just happening. So we have the lights in the studio off so we can see this woman across the street.
Right.
And as soon as we get done looking at her, Rob cannot wait to turn on every light in this
insanely
room.
Insanely so, like obsessive compulsive so.
Mm-hmm. The way the studio should be.
Well, it's the way the studio should be, but we were looking out the window.
But we were done.
No, we weren't done.
We're never done.
Thank you, Buzz. That's right.
That's right.
God. Never done.
Never done.
Don't forget Kevin Costner, what he said in The Untouchables. Never fight. Never quit. Never quit. Never, never quit fighting until the fight is over.
Right.
Isn't exactly. that what he says to Capone at the end of that movie? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Never turn the lights on while we're looking at a chick getting dressed next door.
Now, with the bullhorn, that could have gone two ways. She's either going to be there again or she's never coming to that window again.
She'll be back.
I bet it enamored her towards us.
You might be right.
I would think
you might
so.
Be totally correct.
Unless she's deaf.
Who were those sexy fat men that were staring at her?
She heard you because she came to the window and looked down. It's the first time she was really looking down. It was a special moment. God, we're pathetic.
God, she's hot.
We are so totally
pathetic. I think she likes us.
We go outside,
and there's so little going on around here that we look at birds, we talk about poop, we smell grape soda, and we look at one woman in an entire high rise who's fully clothed.
Joe says he saw her in her thong.
Yeah, that's what Joe said. I think maybe he's right, though, because she was in the process.
I walked in right as the first time I saw her was when she was just trying to fit into those jeans.
She was kind of adjusting the jeans, as women do, which is fun to watch, too.
Yeah. Oh, you know, honey, next time just lay on the bed.
Hey, honey.
Well, it looks like she's on a platform up there.
God damn it, honey. Just lay down on the bed and pull those jeans up.
That was fun.
And for that, we thank her.
Made the afternoon.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Donna, Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well.
We got a break.
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, there.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Ooh, it's that whole Xbox Rock Band thing today.
I thought we were fantastic. I thought we were the bomb.
The show is all over the goddamn place today. Now here, finally, with a little bit of news and comments, here is our friend Ringo Buzz, Guy J, Birdley, Michael Elston, and Cocksmith Newsman. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Ham. We are so... We are so displeased with the direction this country's taken. It appears we'd rather see a change of direction instead of experience.
Buzz?
Yes?
No. We all feel bad for you that you're not going to have a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I think it'll be all right. The important thing is that I'm with friends. And I am going to have a turkey this weekend, so it'll be great.
But on the day?
On the day itself.
It's always nice to have that bird.
You're having what Mike said.
I took a Thanksgiving quiz this morning, I swear to God.
You're having ham.
And the answer was 90%. 90% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving. I thought it was
The answer is 100%.
82%, and then there were two other, it's 90% of Americans.
That seems low.
That was the correct answer. Yeah, not
veggies,
everybody.
The veggies, whatever, you know, the vegetarians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Buzz will be eating ham, and Mike mentioned that, and I just felt I had to
ham and
jump
turkey.
In it. Really.
I feel for him. I truly feel for Buzz that he's going to be eating ham on Thanksgiving.
Can't stuff a ham.
No.
Was
no
me?
Cavity.
Right.
I'll have ham and turkey.
On the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend.
Right. You got to make your own, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Good sandwich, though, ham and turkey.
Yep. It is, actually. We're so unhappy with the direction this country's taken, it appears we'd prefer a change of direction over experience, and that's why Barack Obama is pulling ahead of the woman we thought might be unstoppable. Obama has pulled ahead of Hillary Clinton in the Iowa caucus, which now stands 30% for him, 26% for her, and 22% for Edwards.
Pardon me for uno momento.
Sure.
No shock here, disclosure.
Uh-huh.
I'm for Hillary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I get some propaganda from the Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And one of the things was that guy Dick Morris.
Yep.
Right.
They sent out, Hillary sent an alert, watch the Hannity and Combs show.
Okay.
So I turned it on last night, and Dick Morris came out and said that the Clintons have a bombshell about Obama, and they are just waiting now that he's starting to spike, they're waiting to open a can of whoop-ass on him.
Really?
They got something on him.
That was first reported by columnist and douchebag Robert Novak. That's where that story originally came
from.
Point
out, though, that columnist and douchebag Robert Novak generally gets the story, though.
Yeah, that is true. Even with all that Spygate crap,
I mean,
he got it. I mean, he may have, it may have been against the law for the guys that leaked it to him, but it was an accurate story that Valerie Plame was a CIA operative.
So I'm just wondering, as you say this, and I've noticed this too, that, in the Iowa caucuses, Barack Obama's going ahead. How much of a lead does he have to get until if the Clintons got something, they pull it out?
And it also speaks to, almost like polls, you can't pay attention to polls. You can't pay attention to debates because the debate, I thought, was Hillary's evening. And, right after that, all of a sudden, Obama starts to go in front. I like both of these candidates,
sure.
but it's interesting to see the way this is playing out.
Do you think it's going to be the Clintons tell everyone that he's black?
To me that there's almost nothing you could say about that guy that they hadn't said about Slick Willie already.
Right. Smokes.
Like, what's the worst thing they're going to say? What if he's got a kid out of wedlock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like no Clinton cares. Didn't? Like if he's banged other women, like Clinton didn't.
And it also speaks to the fact that when you are talking about Robert Novak, you are talking about a Republican operative. I mean, that is somebody who leans right, and who knows whether, you know, how significant the bombshell is going to be.
All I know is that I got the propaganda email from the Hillary and 08 campaign that said, watch this show for a little nugget last night.
Whatever the case may be, I think the Democrats have to figure this out and pull together a little, because if they start eating their young early on and it goes deep into the campaign, that's not going to help anybody.
The election's still nearly a year away.
Mm-hmm.
A survey shows that 55% of the likely voters in Iowa prefer new direction and new ideas to strength and experience. Only 33% preferred strength and experience over new directions and new ideas. And now, the CBS News writers have okay to strike. Quoting a New York advertising executive, that couldn't come at a worse time.
Incredible!
He's talking about the fact that CBS is already dealing with an entertainment writer strike and the fact that the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric is getting trampled in the ratings.
That bitch!
Today's show, Wannabe the Early Show, is also in last place, both that and the Katie Couric show, written by the people who are about to go on strike. CBS says those shows will now be written by producers. In a testament to the power of Hurricane Katrina and our government's failure to quickly help the folks,
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
There you go. Whites, now because of the change, whites now control the New Orleans City Council for the first time in over 20 years.
How about you, Robbie?
Yeah!
How about you, Robbie?
Now we're going to build.
Coming back!
Yeah!
Thousands of black voters were washed away by the storm and couldn't or decided not to return. Many of them remained eligible to vote, but didn't. Quoting a local demography, many people have moved on.
White power, America.
Stop it! They've moved on.
I hate that song.
From a city that was up until recently 2/3 black. The goal is to keep cancer from spreading without the nastiness of chemotherapy. The tool, according to a research institute in California, is an ingredient in marijuana.
Lame.
Not the ingredient that gets you high, THC.
That wasn't lame. That it used to be your weed tape.
It's another ingredient called CBD.
Are you on a mailing list? Are you on a flippin' mailing list?
It's a tree. We call it a tree. In the lab, it has stopped the growth. This chemical has stopped the growth of aggressive brain tumor cells, and it's done the same with breast cancer cells. The researchers say the chemical seems to be especially effective against the fastest spreading forms of cancer. A chemical has not yet been tried on humans, and the researchers say, and this is the important part, you couldn't smoke enough weed to get a worthwhile dosage of CBD.
Well, that's responsible of you to report that.
Yeah, I thought so.
Try.
Yeah, he'd love to see how much it could take.
Who am I to stop you?
I hate cancer.
A word that the 1960s satire Green Acres may be returning to television reminds us, the Pope has a new tractor.
I guess I'm the only one.
No, you're not.
I thought my buddies in here would actually be liking that, too.
That's the original. I don't know.
No, you know, you don't F with something great Green Acres.
That's
really
true.
It's true. I mean, who are we going to get to play the Oliver and
lookalikes? Lookalikes. Richard L. Bear, who directed the original series, is also involved in bringing this back.
And all right, if you'd like me to cast it, I will. I've chosen to cast it for you.
Okay. Go.
All right, in the role of Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
O'Herlihy.
John O'Herlihy.
John O'Herlihy.
And I would like that lady. O'Herlihy. The lady from the Huffington Post.
Arianna Huffington will be
perfect.
His wife. We've cast it.
Brilliant.
There's no more need to look for anybody else.
Hold on. Is Ebb?
Yes.
Joe Ardinger.
Perfect.
No, I'm sorry. Let's be realistic here. Mm-hmm. Kid Rock.
All right. Joe is Arnold the Pig.
What the Pope needs with a tractor remains unclear, but the workers at a factory in England made him one anyway.
It's a fine little machine. I like running around on it, and I like collecting pictures of kittens.
It features his colors and his coat of arms, and the workers, quote, put special effort into making it.
Did you hear that about His Holiness last week? He likes to collect kittens. He's fond of kittens, and he wears red loafers. And he likes orange soda. Yes, Fanta orange soda.
Oh, I read that.
A 20-ounce bottle.
And the red shoes are like designer shoes, aren't
designer
they?
Designer red loafers. They are comfortable on my feet, and they add a splash of color to my otherwise sedate robes.
If you win the lottery, should you tell your wife? That's our story when we continue.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Who are we going to hear from now?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
New survey says a third of us would give up our spouse or significant other for $2 million. But in Florida, airline mechanic Bruce Baldwin won $600,000 in the lottery. First thing he did was run home and turn off the TV.
There's a lot of guys in this room waiting to jump up and say that they'd offer a lower price.
We're just keeping our mouths shut.
First thing Bruce did was he went home, turned off the television, and disconnected the phone because he didn't want his wife to find out he'd won all that money. But one day she got the mail first and found a postcard congratulating her husband on the purchase of his new home. That's when she hired a lawyer. He points out that the husband spent family money on all kinds of gambling, and once he finally won, he disappeared right after she found out. He's still unreachable. It might surprise you to know the wife he left behind is a former beauty pageant winner and skin cream model. But this case...
Oh, skin cream model.
Yeah, collagen.
Oh, whoa.
This case is not a...
Mommy boobies!
This case is not a first. A Florida woman who won $28 million waited to cash her lottery ticket the day after her divorce was finalized.
Awesome!
Ooh.
Finally, things you don't expect to see. In England, an entire family was grossed out recently when their 10-year-old boy found a tooth in his sausage. All we know so far is that it's from a mammal and that it's a baby tooth.
Ew.
His mom reports the boy will likely never eat another sausage. And in Canada, a couple of neighbors reported that someone had broken into their garages. The police found nothing unusual in the first garage except that a large stuffed dog was missing. In the second garage, they found the perpetrator in a boat, passed out after getting drunk and having his way with the stuffed dog.
Oh, my.
His pants were down, and he'd created a hole in the stuffed animal.
Oh, Buzz.
So the charge, naturally, breaking and entering.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh!
Yeah. I know.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
With the big Homovember show. All right, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And how about you over there, Mayor of New Orleans?
Are you playing this song for Paul McCartney's ex-wife?
All right, Peg, right,
right.
Yes.
All right. Annie Sprinkle.
Turn the light on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.